Sorry, Porter. I forgot you.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The Clay County Bulldogs have yet to taste defeat here in the 2021 season, and they've solidified their place in history alongside the 1955 and 1990 teams. It's been only the third squad to open a season 8-0. Their canine peers from yesteryear both completed undefeated regular seasons, and the current dogs continue their quest to perfection tonight in a place where no bulldog has gone for many years, Fentress County, Tennessee. A 50-mile commute has brought Jake Johnson and his black and gold ballers due east to the lofty elevations of Jamestown, the home of Alvin C. York Institute, where head coach Kerry Johnson and his 3-5 Dragons are looking to rebound from last week's 13-41 loss to Gibbs High. An old-time rivalry is renewed tonight here on the mountain as the Bulldogs and the Dragons prepare to get it on. Welcome to the 32nd meeting between York and Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dawgs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our ninth Bulldog football broadcast of this season. For the fourth time this year, we're on the road with the Dawgs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to paint a proper picture of the action as it takes place before us tonight here at York Institute. Joining me are my two broadcast partners. First of all, our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Hey, Daniel. Happy to be here again. Nice little trip up here. Feel like pretty quiet in here in this nice press box that we're in. Feel like we're on club level.
Yeah, 100%. Probably the nicest press box we've been in here since we've been broadcasting, with the exception of the college press box down at UTC a few years ago. Also joining us is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver, the guy who's always here. Thomas, pretty good situation we found ourselves in up here at York tonight.
Yeah, finally going to have a little football weather tonight here up on the mountain, guys, but we're not going to get the full effect of it like we usually do out in the stands of Bulldog Nation, but I'm not complaining. York Athletic Director and new head basketball coach Rodney Powell, through our own AD, Coach Edwards, has set us up with some nice digs here, and we can't thank him enough.
No, it's great. Do miss that crowd noise, though. Love the fans, you know, love to have them on here.
And there's no place I'd rather be, like I say, every football Friday night than here with you two. And what about these 2021 Dawgs joining some elite company, Daniel? You talked about it. They're 8-0 after last week's Grundy County win. They continue to make history, and they're looking to take the next step tonight, even though the Dragons are probably the most dynamic team we've seen so far when it comes to speed and athleticism. Daniel, York's not going to be a pushover.
They're not. Sitting there watching them warm up right now, good size up front, good speed, good-looking skill players. They're 3-5. They play a tough schedule year in, year out. The games they've lost, relatively close games to good football teams, definitely going to be one of the better teams that Clay County's seen this year, no doubt.
I have to agree with you. And there's another historic group we need to mention, and that's our sponsors, Daniel. We do it every week. But, you know, the Horizon Sports Network would just be a dream without them. They've made it all possible. We can't thank them enough for allowing us to bring all the action to Bulldog Nation each week. Folks, we also want to ask you to pick up the copy of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension the print media we put out every week, Daniel, and, you know, that newspaper, we take pride in it, try to chronicle the Dawgs the best we can each week.
It's great. Good graphics in there. Always a good layout that you and John put together. And like you mentioned last week, that's something 50, 60, 70 years from now, somebody's going to be able to pick it up and go back and read about this 2021 season and see all those photos in there. And just appreciate you guys getting that stuff chronicled forever, you know, through the media print of the newspaper.
Well, I hope somebody does go back and read it someday. Up, folks, up next, as we do in every broadcast in the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's 8th straight victory last week over Grundy County. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Delhalla Horizon. The headline read, Dogs Make History on Senior Night, and the story talked about how with a 41-21 win over Grundy County on the same night senior players, managers, and cheerleaders were honored, the 2021 Clay County Bulldogs became only the third team in program history to reach 8-0. The Dogs joined celebrated squads from 1955 and 1990 to form the 8-game unbeaten trio, and the current team is looking to accompany the same two in the history books as the only three to complete an unbeaten regular season. Standing in their way of the feed is York Institute tonight and Region 4A rival Gordonsville next week in the regular season conference championship game between the Associated Press top 10 ranked Dogs and Tigers. Both teams have secured a home playoff game in the first round set for November 5th, but Clay County can win its first ever region title and lock in home field advantage beyond the postseason opener with a win at Turney Ford Field next Friday night. The Bulldogs took another step in preparation for that big game and kept their unblemished record intact behind a quick start from their defense last Friday night, which doomed Grundy County, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
It does, Thomas. Clay County used a pair of pick six returns to account for half of their game opening 28-0 lead over Grundy County. The Dogs picked off Yellow Jacket passes on their opponent's first three offensive possessions, including one by junior Alec Kerr, and back-to-back interceptions returned for touchdowns by freshman Nate Adams and junior Jimmy Burchett in the first quarter, which gave Clay County a 14-0 advantage as junior Levi Garrett was perfect on extra points in the first half. Kerr then went to work offensively in the second period with scoring receptions of 34 and 78 yards from Adams to blow the game wide open. The first was a jet sweep toss that the All-State utility man took around the edge and towed it into the end zone, while the second came via a nice Adams mid-range throw that Kerr transformed into points with shifty moves and blazing speed down the sideline. The Yellow Jackets did dent the scoreboard before the break, but Clay County led 28-7 at intermission before returning to the field with a vengeance. While the Dog defense continued their domination behind a team-high 9 tackles by senior Eli Smith and 5 each from senior Wade Coons and juniors Hunter Kyle and Joseph Markham, Adams found his rhythm on the other side of the ball. He threw darts to Burchett and senior Jeff Spivey for 14 and 20 yards respectively to set up the opening score of the second half, which served as the highlight of the night. From the Grundy County 34-yard line, Adams unleashed and dropped a dime at the goal line, which Markham snatched up there with one hand in stride and securely palmed as he crossed the stripe to complete a sequence that was worthy of a Sports Center top 10 nod. The play of the game was followed by a kickoff fumble by the Yellow Jackets, and Clay County quickly took advantage. Adams hits Bobby again to get the drive started before senior tailback Carson Sharp put the game away with a run of 14 yards and a 10-yard rushing touchdown. Garrett's kick was true for the final Clay County points, and Bulldog reserves entered the game in the third quarter with the scoreboard reading 41-7. Clay County's younger players then saw significant action the remainder of the contest, and Grundy County added a pair of fourth quarter scores to account for the final margin of Clay County 41, Grundy County 21.
Good solid win for the Dogs that night, and they ran a total of 45 offensive plays, covering 295 yards and scored 4 touchdowns in the game, including 100 yards and a touchdown rushing, and a total of 194 yards passing on 9 completions out of a total of 21 attempts. Sharp was the leading rusher with 13 carries for 70 yards and a touchdown, while Markham had 4 carries for 27 yards. Adams, one carry for 6 yards. Freshman Lance Burchett, one carry for 6 yards. And freshman Warren Smith, 5 carries, -9 yards. Adams completed 8 of 20 throws, had 2 touchdowns and an interception for a total of 200 yards. And Lance Burchett also completed a pass for -6 yards. Kerr was the leading receiver with 2 catches for 112 yards, both of those touchdowns, while Jimmy Burchett had 3 catches for 21 yards, Spivey 2 catches for 33 yards, Markham, 1 34-yard touchdown catch, and sophomore Joseph Burville had the 1 for -6. Eli Smith's 9 tackles led the defensive effort. Coons, Markham, and Kyle had 5 stops each. Jimmy Burchett had the interception return for a touchdown and recorded 4 tackles. And sophomores Austin Anderson and Ben Maxfield made 3 stops apiece. Junior Weston Burville had 2 tackles, while Spivey Sharp, Worm Smith, Lance Burchett, sophomores Braden Allred and Tyler Wathel, and freshmen Hayden Adams and Eli Burnett each had 1 tackle. Nate Adams also had a pick 6, and Kerr also had an INT in that game. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I just went through in the recap. We also want to ask you to remind your friends we're on the air tonight. Copy the link at the top of the page, text it to them, post it on Facebook, give them a call, let us know that we're calling it live here at the top of the mountain in Jamestown. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Dragons. On the
Clay
road.
County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, folks. It's time for about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for 4 consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The York Institute Dragons have made trips to the postseason in the past 4 consecutive seasons, and they've made 20 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first advancement in 1979. They have a 9-20 playoff record, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals as well in 2009, when former Clay County head coach Dickie Brown had returned up here to his alma mater of York Institute, had a magical playoff run that ended against Milan, the Mitchell State runner-ups, in the semifinals. I remember those games well, attended 2 of them in person. A great season they had that year. These teams are old rivals from the past and are meeting for the 32nd time in their histories, first squaring off all the way back in 1939 and then meeting each year that Salina fielded a team through the 1974 season. The series was renewed for a pair of games in 2001 and 2002, then went dormant again until tonight. The largest Bulldog margin of victory came back in 1958 when the Bulldogs won 63-0. And the largest Dragon margin of victory came in 2001 when York won 35-0. Excluding the unknown outcome of the 1952 meeting, the Bulldogs lead this series with a record of 18 wins to 10 losses and one tie against York Institute. We don't have a host of single game stat leaders against the Dragons, but there are some. Thomas, I'll let you start off with those first two or three there.
Well, when it comes to quarterback play, our late uncle and Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Bill Napier holds the yardage mark and the passing TD mark, and I think he did it in the same game, Daniel, in 1974. He threw for 179 and three touchdowns in that contest, and he threw two of those touchdowns to his teammate in the same game, receiver Greg Craig.
Just a good night they had there, their senior years. The longest receiving touchdown, my dad on this one, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Jerry Strong, his junior year, called a pass from senior quarterback Larry Alston, who's also in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, a 70-yarder against York Institute, if I'm not mistaken, up here in Jamestown back in 1969. Defensively, the tackle leader, 13 stops in a single contest in 1973 for Robert Chaffin. One other defensive stat, interceptions, have two different guys who had two interceptions each against York in a game, Greg Craig in that 1974 game. So, Thomas, two receiving touchdowns for Greg Craig to go with two defensive interceptions.
Needless to say, he had pretty good hands.
Absolutely, a great player. And the other who had two interceptions against York in 1970, Leo Bowles, intercepted two passes in 1970. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Tonight we continue our weekly celebration of the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week we discussed the 1991 Bulldogs. This evening we turn back the clock 25 years to 1996. The Dallas Cowboys win their third Super Bowl in 4 years. The Summer Olympics are held in Atlanta, Georgia. Tiger Woods makes his professional debut, and David Threet is in his second year as the head coach of Bulldog football. Thomas, this is a pretty strong team. We've talked about them several times this year because they had some relevance as far as opening up the season with a lot of wins here before they tasted defeat. They did finish with an 8-3 record in 1996, scored 21.5 points a game, allowed 14.5 points a game, And this was a team, as you'll share in a minute, I was on as a freshman. Enjoyed watching these guys. Looked forward to talking about them. And I say these guys because I didn't play much. I stood and watched these great guys play, and it was a strong team. And I'll let you start off.
We'll start with the managers on this team, Daniel. It was Tori Calvert, Susan Arms, Megan Truel, Joe McLaren, and Tyler Walker at that time. And then five freshmen you were part of, Tommy Chambers, Kobe Short, Travis Crabtree, yourself, Daniel Strong, and Hall of Famer Chris Bartlett. 11 sophomores on this team, Daniel. Chris Bowles, Jonathan Lyons, Andy Reeser, Jonathan West, Brandon Gore, Dan Crabtree, Jason Ashley, Chad Holloway, Brad Ford, Ton Lynn, and Benji Bailey. And the same number of juniors, 11 of those. Lance Cherry, Elijah Smith, Timmy Dolworth, Josh Clotier, Brian Plumley, Derek Scott, my little brother and quarterback Jonathan Weaver, Matt Adams, Dale Strong, your brother Daniel, James Bain, and Jeff Cunningham. And then there wasn't many seniors, Daniel, but there were four good ones, and that was Darrell Chigger Hayes, Rodney Langford, Curtis Stone, and Big John Roberts. What a squad they really were. And they were, again, coached by Coach David Threet, Jonell Eads, and Randall Walker. We talked about them last week about how any one of them could have been the head coach, and they were. And then your father was also assistant, Jerry Strong and Pat Teeples.
It was, I'll talk briefly about this group before we go through the schedule. Primarily dominated by that junior and senior classes. There were some sophomore contributors. Benji Bailey played a lot of minutes, started that year. Todd Lynn started at center. Chad Holloway started as well. But it was about the backbone of this team came down to that big group of juniors, talented group, and the seniors. You know, I've talked a lot about Rodney Langford, Curtis Stone, and John Roberts in particular. Curtis, a great football player, but when you look at Rodney Langford and John Roberts, the sheer size of those guys, just massive guys. You played with them probably their freshman year, I guess, Thomas. So
freshman and sophomore. Been freshman year.
Yeah, bit of an overlap between me and you there, but it was very intimidating coming into that locker room as a young 14-year-old freshman and having Rodney Langford and John Roberts sitting there. You talk about two men. But this is a good football team, and they had a good season. Open up the year with a tight win on the road against DeKalb County, and 15-7 that score. John Roberts, three big quarterback sacks in that game, so he set the tone defensively all year that on that defensive front, very aggressive. Second game of the year, pretty easy win over Red Bull in the Springs, 37-6 once again on the road. Rodney Langford, three rushing touchdowns in that contest. And then a third straight road game, Thomas, down at Jackson County. I'll let you talk about it because John had a great night. We've got some notes there on what he did.
He did, and a big win over the Blue Devils, a thrashing 33-12. Little brother had an 85-yard kickoff return touchdown, a 65-yard punt return touchdown, and threw a 73-yard touchdown pass to Josh Clotier. You know, he had a huge night, but Rodney Langford also broke one for 80 yards for a score. So big plays coming from the Dogs that night. And little brother, what a game.
It was. He would probably tell you that in a Watertown game we're going to talk about this very next week, some of the best, statistically speaking, of his career. That fourth game against Watertown, the Bulldogs won 27-6. John had 200 yards passing that night. Clotier had 161 receiving yards and two touchdowns, including a 79-yarder. So not only was John a good quarterback with a strong arm, but throwing to Josh Clotier, John Roberts, and others, they did a nice job hauling a lot of those in. And then a big game coming up.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Daniel. 4-0 heading into this one. Franklin Road Academy down there in Nashville. And really, back-to-back, these two wins may have been a couple strung together of the best ever, in my opinion. You beat Franklin Road, and then you go to Gordonsville and beat them. But they took care of Franklin Road 14-0, shut them out with two touchdowns. Derek Scott ran for 118 yards. Rodney Langford also had 98, so we pounded it out down there at Franklin Road. And then Matt Adams picked up a fumble, scoop and score touchdown on that one. So just a huge win, in my opinion, against Franklin Road. And you'll have to tell me, you're the history buff, Daniel. Besides maybe in 1990, How many wins do we have against Franklin Road?
I think probably just two.
That's what I think,
too. Now that you mention it, yeah. Well, no, we beat them in 85 in the playoffs.
Okay. Three wins. They kind of dominated us there at one time. So, big win there at Franklin Road. And then you guys go down to Turney Ford Field and double up the Tigers 28-14. You were there. Talk about that one.
It was a big game. You know, we were 6-0. They were 5-0 at the time. They were 4-1. So, both teams was having good years. John threw three touchdown passes that night, two of them to big tight end John Roberts. I watched some of that game earlier today at lunch at school. And just a big night, something we're going to expect again next week as we travel down there in the 2021 season. Next game, Macon County, same score, 28-14. The Dogs won to get to 7-0. Curtis Stone, a pair of receiving touchdowns. And then a big matchup, eighth game of the year against Trousdale County. Salina had cracked the top 10 at 7-0. They were ranked 10th in the single-A football. Trousdale, though, ranked number one in the state. I ain't got much notes on this one, Thomas, other than Trousdale 40, Salina 9.
Yeah, and that's happened quite a bit. You talked about it when we were talking about the Dogs trying to get to 8-0, a mark that not many people have been to, and this team was trying to get there too, and just got shut out by Trousdale County, and that's happened a lot in history.
Yeah, certainly has. Next game, played at home against Livingston. Grant Swallows was a junior quarterback at the time for Livingston, and really throwing it all over the yard, doing a nice job. It was nasty and wet that night. Lost that one. Single possession loss, 14-21. Livingston was having a good year. They were 7-1. Strong team. So two good football teams met that night. The bigger school of Livingston getting it done, 21-14. Then a huge win over Monterey, 41-12 to close out the regular season, 8-2. So that sets up, a situation for the first round of the playoffs at home. Always where you want to be. These Dogs are going to do that here in a couple weeks, hosting the game at John Teeples Field. Christ Presbyterian Academy, CPA, they were kind of an upstart team at the time. We were Region 3, paired up with Region 4. Region 4 consisted of FRA, DCA, BGA, CPA, Ezel Hardin, the alphabet schools, and teams you don't hear about anymore because they have been separated into Division 2. It was horrible weather that night. It rained enormous amounts, even during pregame. Discussion was had between the head coaches, Mr. Threet, wanted to go ahead and play. CPA's coach, if I'm not mistaken, wanted to postpone till the next night. And due to us being a strong rushing team and them being a strong passing team, Coach Threet wanted to play the game. But we went on to play, and CPA, in the rain, in the mud, proceeded to still throw the ball all over the yard, beat us 26-9 at home. CPA goes on to lose to Cloudland the next week. And then you wonder how Trousdale turned out that year. They lost to DCA in the third round, DCA the state champs in 96. So a lot of good teams in ball back then, and CPA was one of them.
Yeah, they were, Daniel, and we've talked about this before. You go back and you classify things how they are now. Where would Salina High School be?
Right. Trousdale's up later. Gone.
Right. Trousdale's out of it. All the alphabet schools are gone. You know, where does that put Salina High School? But you can't look back, as you say, it's 2020 when you do. You know, just to wrap this one up, this was a couple years after I graduated high school. This team is one that carried on the tradition. And, I'll be honest with you, going back and going down through there, pretty proud of my little brother. Those are some big-time stats he threw up.
He had a good season along with his classmates and those seniors above him. Cheerleaders and football queen from that year. We always like to share them. Cheerleading squad consisted of Shauna Price, Amy Frazier, Jeannie Teeples, Shelby Smith, Nikki Braun, Sharice King, Angie Frazier, Kelly Brown, and Jessica White. And the football queen in 1996, Michelle Chambers. Folks, it's been our absolute pleasure to discuss the 1996 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories,
and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to York, where the Dogs will look to improve to 9-0 with a win over the Dragons. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson, senior wideout Jeff Spivey, for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over today.
Glad you made it in, Tom.
Jeff, appreciate you sitting down with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Coach, your team joined some elite company last week with a win over Grundy County, 1955, 1990, and now the 2021 Bulldogs are the only three teams to get to 8-0.
Well, you know, you want to win them all, but, you know, like I told you before, we had never scheduled or set out to say, hey, we're going to go 10-0. It's just, you know, being 1-0 within the week, and we've done a pretty good job of that thus far.
It's got to feel pretty good to be in that elite company, though.
It's a double-edged sword. I'll be honest with you. You know, it's uncharted territory for a lot of us when you say it's the third team there. But, you know, you feel the pressure. You know, we're not the underdogs anymore. You know, we're not skating under the radar. I mean, there's a target on your back. You know, it seems like we're getting everybody's A game, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
And this guy sitting right here beside you, he's kind of helped his team along to get to that mark. Had his first touchdown of his career the week prior, some big catches lately, and even made his first career stop last week, Coach. Jeff Spivey's brought quite a bit to this 2021 Bulldog team.
Well, the best thing that he brings is what you don't see. It's how he is in the locker room. It's how he is as a teammate. He's always upbeat. He's positive, and he's always encouraging people, whether he's in or not. You know, Jeff is 100% a team-first guy, and we could use some more of that.
Jeff, it's got to feel good to hear that from your coach, and finally getting that touchdown after being so close several times this year and becoming that deep threat guy when we need it.
Yes, sir. It feels good, but I hope to get more, and as Coach always says, is when I get down there to the goal line, it's just like they want to
get P.I. on me. So
he's a P.I. magnet, man.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that early in the year. You probably would have had 5 or 6 touchdowns by now, but I think that has something to do with your body and the way you get positioned. Does that maybe come from the other sports you like to play?
I guess so. I just try to, you know, beat my defender just like in the other sport and get open when I can.
Right. Coach, just a big target out there. We've seen him go get it. You know, that attitude he's got several times this season. It's got to be nice to have a guy like him you can just throw it up to.
It is. But, you know, something also that you don't see in the stat line, too, is he's a great blocker.
Right.
And, you know, he's blocking his tail off out there for all the other guys. And, you know, he just fits right in with what we do. I mean, you know, nobody's really arguing or bickering about who gets the ball. It's, you know, they're just as happy to block for the other one as they are to get the ball.
And special teams, too, Jeff. How you like that, running down the field with reckless abandon?
Oh, it's fun. Just got to find the one with the ball and go get him.
And I know you're new to the game this year, but like I said before to Eli Smith a couple of weeks back, you kind of played like a veteran out of the gate. Who do you credit that to? I'm sure you had a little help getting adjusted here in football.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to always play outside and stuff, but I just never did really get into it. And then Coach Johnson came and talked to me one day, and I just thought I'd give it a shot. So I went out there and just tried my best, gave it 100, and went for it.
And we talked about you are contributing. Did you expect that coming the end of this? And how do you like the game of football?
Oh, it's a great game. When I came out, honestly, I wish I would have played all 4 years. And it's really fun, you know. Great atmosphere, great people to be around, and it's a great sport.
And like I said to Eli, you've been on some pretty good teams, including a state championship team.
Yes,
how's this one stack up? You know, 8-0, rolling right now. You've been in this position before. Does it feel a little familiar?
Oh, it's very familiar, you know. Just got to keep winning games one at a time, and maybe we'll eventually get there.
Coach, you talked about what he brings besides his athletic ability. I assume a little of that state title type mentality has been a big help here moving over, too.
It is. You know, the way he goes about his business is he has a good balance of, hey, knowing when it's time to work, but he can still have fun, too. You know, that's something we try to be careful about. You know, we've got some big personalities,
right.
You know, but everybody plays their part.
Well, let's talk about last week. Coach, it took another amazing effort from that Dog defense with interceptions on the first three Grundy County drives, including 2 pick-sixes, to shut down the Yellow Jackets early before the offense got rolling. We've talked about them all year long, but that Dog defense has really been the bread and butter of this team, and they were again.
Well, you know, it just felt like we were never going to get an offensive possession. You know, it was 14-0 with no offensive scores, which is a good thing. But, you know, especially working on things down the road, you know, you want to be able to get your offense on the field, fine-tune some things. But, you know, without having to really – I think we had one offensive series there having to really run that, it was nice to do.
And boy, did the offense get rolling after that. Alec Curry with 2 quick strikes, Joseph Markham a one-handed touchdown catch, and Carson Sharp a rushing touchdown. Talk about clicking when it was time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it was just about finding the rhythm. You know, that first series, we didn't necessarily come out sharp. However, you know, trying to get more consistent in the ground game, that's something we've been working towards. And honestly, the credit to that is getting some more stability and develop some depth among that offensive line.
Right. And, Jeff, kind of a similar situation than that. You guys are favored against the Dragons going up to Jamestown, just like you have been for several weeks. But I'm sure Coach has you guys dialed in to keep the streak alive. What's the vibe been like around the locker room this week?
Oh, it's been great. Coaches has always told us, you know, 1-0, don't look ahead or behind. You know, just keep working in practice. And we've had a great atmosphere in the locker room, and just continue to work. And that's what we've been doing.
And Coach, we talked about it last week, you know, the unbeaten streak and the distraction of looking ahead to the big showdown. We heard Jeff kind of play it off right there. looking at the region title a week away, what's been the message to keep your guys focused on the Dragons this week?
Well, it's 1 week at a time, 1 game at a time. And, you know, they've got some talent, you know, in the quarterback position for sure. You know, he's young, he's a sophomore. They've got a kid in Barger, number one, who is a legitimate fast guy. I mean, can really get down the field. And for a program, honestly, that's known for their physicality. So it's going to be a tough test. I know their record is not really indicative of what they are, in my opinion. But, I mean, we got to play. I mean, it's not one of those walk-through type deals. I mean, it's going to take our best effort, and it's a nice test before we wrap up the season.
Jeff, I'm sure you watched a little film on York. What's your take on the Dragons?
You know, it's going to be hard to play up there on the mountain. It's going to be a little colder, but they're a pretty good team. We just got to be solid on defense and, of course, be solid on offense and score touchdowns, and I think we'll be fine.
You said that kind of week after week, Coach. Get ahead of these teams and make them play from behind. Same formula tonight?
Absolutely. And you know, that always seems to be the, well, you know, they're bigger than us. They'll try to lean on us, and we got to make them uncomfortable. But, you know, not a knock on our guys, but 9 times out of 10, well, the opposing team is generally bigger than us physically. But, you know, as far as gritty and toughness, I wouldn't want to roll with anybody else. So we're going to keep rolling that formula. It's worked so far.
Sounds good, guys. Coach, appreciate you sitting down with us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Jeff, enjoy.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, folks. Time now for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Coach Edwards, this is your spot.
Here we go, guys. The Blue Devils of Jackson County fell to 3-4 after a 7-35 loss to Smith County last week. Tonight they are at Cumberland County taking on the Jets.
I think that'll be another win probably for Coach Loftus there. You know, he's had a tough way to go so far this year, but they've kind of battled a few victories out.
I said it earlier this season, plenty of jet fuel on the mountain this year and before the season started. So I like the Jets. We're not picking that one. But
we're not, but if I kind of wish we were. I think we would get one on Thomas right there.
I say come again. Thomas took the Blue Devils. Who you got?
Oh, I'm Jets all the way.
All right.
Clinton County, Kentucky fell to 1-7. After losing to Monroe County, listen to this score, 54-40. 94 points scored in that game.
Barn burner.
They host the Butler County Bears tonight looking for win number 2. Cornersville High School improved to 6-2 on the season, shutting out Wayne County 31-0. Tonight they host the Raiders of Moore County.
So those two losses for Cornersville against Clay County and Fayetteville, right?
That's right. Correct. You know, and Cornersville kind of proving they are a quality win for us at this point, I think.
Yeah.
Joe Burns fell to 3-5, lost to Cascade 22-14 last week. They are idle for 2 weeks now, this week and next week. They're idle. Westmoreland High School improved to 2-6 after a 9-6 win over the East Robertson Indians. That was an overtime victory. Tonight, they take on the White House of Blue Devils. I'm waiting for comments here. I'm not getting any. Red Bull and Springs shut out by Friendship Christian 49-0. They're currently 2-5. Tonight, they host Gordonsville.
I'll make a comment on that. Shame on Coach McNeil and Friendship for scheduling Red Bulling. There you go.
That could be a pretty tough one. But one thing we can talk about when it comes to Red Bull and Springs, the Tigers tonight playing Red Bull and Springs, you know, not much of a tune-up for next week's game, you would think, for Gordonsville.
Other than maybe get healthy, I suppose,
right.
You know.
Yeah, they were, of course, they were idle last week and then trials to a can the week before. So essentially almost like having 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to prepare, though.
Sure.
Scott High School fell to 1-6, being shut out by the Fulton Falcons, 49-0. Tonight it's the Battle of the Highlanders. I don't know that there's more than two high school mascots in Tennessee called the Highlanders, but they're meeting tonight at Gatlinburg-Pittman.
Hmm. Interesting.
Grundy County fell to 1-6 after Clay County's victory last week, 41-21. They are idle tonight. York Institute, currently 3-5, as you mentioned earlier, after falling 41-13 to the Gibbs Eagles. Gordonsville, 7-1, idle last week, tonight at Red Bull Springs. Okay, so we'll call the Jackson-Smith County game. We'll call that Jackson-Cumberland County game. We'll call that one of the picks. I only had three. It was pretty hard to come by this week if you looked at the matchups, but there are a few good ones here. We'll start with Smith County Hooten Owls. They're 4-4, traveling to Lafayette. Take on Macon County Tigers, who are 6-2.
Woo, woo, woo. Going with the road team, huh? I'm going to have to go with the home team on this one. I know I called them smoke and mirrors last week. They are 6-2. They got a big win last week. None of us expected. Going with the Tigers.
Hoo-hoo. I'm going with the traveling Owls. I see, you know, Macon coming off that big victory last week, and I think Smith County's going to sneak in there and get them one. Another game tonight, Monterey, 5-3 at Bledsoe County, currently 3-3. Keep this in mind, though, Bledsoe's three losses, Sequatchie, Tyner, and Marion County. I'll just go first on this one, guys. I'm going with Bledsoe. I think
I'm going to stick to the theme, too. I'm going with the home team down there in Pikeville. We discussed this on the way up there. It's going to be kind of cool down in the valley in Monterey. I don't think they can pull it out. Pretty good trip for them.
I'll take Monterey. I'll go Wildcats on that one.
Oh, so you're going with Coach Johnson's advice.
Well, honestly, I'm going with Coach Brown's advice. I texted my mentor, Dickie Brown, about these games. I usually don't do that. I think he's listening right now. So, yeah. Coach, if you cost me one on Monterey Bledsoe, that's too bad.
It's going to be a good contest anyway.
I think so.
Guys, I told you they were hard to come by, so I had to dig deep to get this last one right here. I dove into the dark side, we'll call it, to the private schools, Division II. CPA Lions, who you guys mentioned earlier,
yeah.
They were an upstart program. They're currently 7-1. They are at Lipscomb Academy tonight, who's also 7-1. And just a little information about both teams. Both teams lost to Oakland. CPA lost 27-24. Lipscomb Academy lost 29-21. Both teams are coached by former NFL quarterbacks. CPA's coach, Ingle Martin, attended high school at Montgomery Bell Academy in Nashville and went on to Florida, University of Florida, then transferred to Furman, was drafted by the Green Bay Packers, went on to play for the Titans, Chiefs, and the Broncos in his career. Trent Dilfer played his college football at Fresno State, drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, played for Seattle, Cleveland, San Francisco, and won Super Bowl 35 with the Baltimore Ravens.
You know, that's impressive for those players, those young men, to have those guys in their locker room, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what's pretty impressive is the research that Coach Edwards put into that one there, guys. I think I'm going to have to pick this one, quarterback versus quarterback, the heck with the teams. I'm going with Trent Dilfer. He won a Super Bowl.
I'll take CPA. They were an upstart team in 96. They are a powerhouse now. I'll go CPA.
Well, another stat that I shared with you guys on the way up, CPA, they have 15 assistant coaches on their football staff. But Lipscomb has 26 assistant coaches on their football staff. I'm going to go with Lipscomb. They've out-assisted them, I think.
There you go.
Folks, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are about 8 minutes from kickoff. Please stay with us after a few words from our sponsors.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas for his thoughts on how the Dogs can get this ninth win tonight. Thomas, let's kick it off on offense.
Well, I think tonight's one of those nights where execution is key, not just because York's going to pose a challenge here tonight, but also because we need to be sharp heading into next week. We've seen a little bit of sloppiness in the last few games. You know, it took a while for the Bulldog attack to start clicking last week, and tonight we need to dial it all in, play like the well-oiled machine we know this offense can be.
I agree. Need to see that explosiveness throughout the whole thing.
Right.
What about defense? We're always good there.
We are good, but it's the same thing there. We've seen this nasty dog defense dominate for the most part, but we've also seen them get gashed at times, even in these blowouts. You know, not enough to make a difference in the end, really, but there have been some things exposed, especially up front and on the ground. And, you know, tonight we need to be solid for the duration, because that's what we're going to need from here on out. Next week for the region crown and hopefully deep into the playoffs. Don't get me wrong, they've been shut down this year, but even the best can get better, and that's what this Clay County defense needs to do tonight to stop York and get better for the big challenges to come.
So what about the overall key? It's senior night up here at York Institute. They're planning to try to get to a 500 schedule. How do we keep them from doing it?
Well, you know, we've talked about it all year. Heck, I just talked about it in the defensive and offensive keys. Everybody's thinking about next week's showdown at Gordersville, but the Dogs better put that aside for the next 40 minutes, or they're going to have their hands full here with the Dragons. The overall key in this one is to focus on the task at hand, and I think Clay County will, guys. I've said it before, they're mission-minded young men. That's who they are. They're football players to the core, and they climbed the mountain tonight to get it done.
Sounds good to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Fentress County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Currently, temperature here in Jamestown, 48 degrees. It will maintain at that mark throughout the contest. Might be 47 by the end of the game. Always cool up here on the mountain very quickly. I've got to make the comment. My dad, Jerry Strong, when he was a freshman in the fall of 67, said they came up here and it ended up snowing during the game. Had an icicle hanging off of his face mask over on the sideline, and bus driver Chin Anderson, the late Chin Anderson, drove him home in about 4 inches of snow on quite a curvy road and downhill. So it can get kind of tricky up here. I know the old-timers, so to speak, have a lot of memories of cold nights up here in Jamestown. No precipitation is falling today here in Jamestown, 95% humidity, slight 2% chance of rain throughout the kickoff, and a 2-mile-an-hour wind out of the south-southwest. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Shock & Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all like their agency does, but do it quick. It's about football time.
Yeah, I think focus tonight is key for the Bulldogs. You know, you and I and Thomas, we can all look ahead to next week for that region championship showdown. These guys cannot. They need to stay focused on this game tonight. Thomas said it best earlier, execution, both sides of the ball. And, you know, essentially I think that's what we need to do, just those two things, focus and execute.
There you go. That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Shock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We are here in a beautiful facility here at York Agricultural Institute in Jamestown. Clay County going to be kicking off from left to right from our vantage point in the press box, two stories up above the field. Levi Garrett going to take care of those duties from left to right. As I said, Clay County, the visiting team, they wear black helmets and black pants, white jerseys, gold numerals on them, no outline. York, the home team, they wear their traditional purple pants and purple breeches. Yellow numerals on them. They wear white helmets tonight. Garrett puts his foot to it, kicks off. A Dragon picks it up around the 25, and he's brought down hard by Joseph Markham. Joseph getting things started with a textbook tackle there. A good return, though, by number one for the Dragons. That's Dalton Barger. He sets York up with pretty good field position to start their first drive of the contest. York has it at their own 39-yard line.
What a start right there, Markham. He's getting the whole team fired up here on this near sideline to us, Daniel. Just a great lick to kind of set the tone early.
York with it, first and 10 from their own 39, making it a 61-yard field in front of them. Quarterback in the gun, has the snap. Quarterback keep off left side, met by a host of dogs. Little to no gain, perhaps a tackle for loss. Could be a late hit penalty, but no flags thrown. It appeared to me that a couple dogs continued to drive that quarterback into the turf after the whistle had blown. But honestly, we cannot hear a lot of the stuff on the field well tonight because of this enclosed press box, a very nice one. They're going to say no gain, ball resting on the 39, second 10. Who had the stop?
That was Hunter Kyle that finally made the initial contact and brought him to the ground, Daniel. But you're right. What a swarm by the Bulldogs to start this one.
They look inspired so far. York going to play it on second and 10, two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Quarterback number 5, Miles LaFue, goes under center, fullback and tailback in the I formation behind him. Here's a snap, handoff to a fullback inside, a little trap play hits for around 7 yards. Nice gainer. Tackle going to be recorded.
Eli Smith.
Smith
on the stop there. You know, I couldn't help but watch Levi Garrett. He's playing nose guard right now, Daniel. I'm sure you'll hit those starting lineups when you get a chance here. He just got turned a little bit, a little trap play on the inside, and when he did, that created the crease.
Two plays, two runs for York. They snap on their third. Third and a long two. Ball resting at the Dragon, 47. Here's the snap. LaFue hits a backwards pass out the right side, a little bubble screen, but backwards, called and dropped for a loss. Nice play by the dog secondary. You're going to lose yards.
That's Alec Kerr coming up from that safety position. He saw it from the very start. You're right. That ball going backwards, Daniel, they dropped about five right there, I think.
Sure did. It was third and long two. Now we're going to call it fourth and seven as the ball has been retreated to the Dragon 42 and the punt squad comes on the field. Alec Kerr going to drop deep to receive. Has two punt return touchdowns on the season. Had three more that had been called back due to penalty. High booming punt from the Dragons. Going to be short, though. Kerr not going to have a chance to field it. So Clay County going to take over for their first possession of this contest at the 9:49 mark of this scoreless first quarter. Clay County going to play it from around their own 30. We'll have to check the official spot. Let me go ahead and bring you the State Farm starting offensive lineups. If I could find them. I had the wrong sheet. I'm not going to do them now because Clay County going to play quickly. Drive starts at the Clay County 33, a 67-yard field in front of the Dogs. Adams with it, hands off to Sharp. Sharp off the left side, little to no gain. Nice job by York Institute. We'll try to watch their defensive scheme here, see what they're lining up in.
They picked up about one, Daniel.
They do advance up, call it two. They advance up to the 35, where it's second and eight. Dogs break huddle. Markham and Kerr split to the right. Spivey and Burchett to the left. Sharp at the left tip of Adams in the gun. Hand up to Carson again. Gobbled up in the backfield. Nice penetration out of York. They have one player, number 22, a linebacker, who is not on their roster. Good-looking kid. He made the play there, along with another of his Dragon teammates. Sharp may have gained two on first down, but he loses several on second. Ball now spotted at what we'll call the Clay County 27-yard line. First down originated on the Clay 33. So it's third and 16. Clay going to play it with a trip set to the right. Spivey by himself to the left. Adams in the gun. Passing situation. Flushed out of the pocket to the right. Gains himself some time. Releases downfield over the head of Markham. Incomplete. Clay County going to go three and out on their opening possession, just like York did.
Yeah, and that was the pressure there, flushing Adams to this near sideline. Good coverage downfield by the Dragons, and a good, smart play by the freshman right there, just throwing that one away.
You're right, Thomas, it was. You can force something early in this contest, perhaps have a costly mistake. Adams showing that he's wiser than that, live to fight another day. Markham on the punt. Clay County going to be snapping from their own 27. Snaps low. Markham does get it. End-over-end kick going to be fielded by Barger. Barger has it at the Dragon 45. Quickly brought down. Alec Kerr on the stop. Dragons, though, premium field position just a couple of yards from midfield as they take over for their second possession of this first quarter. 8:22 mark as they do it. 0-0 the score. York going to have it at the 49 of their side, 1 yard from midfield.
Yeah, net gain on that one about 10 yards, Daniel, on the punt. York had it at the 39. They went three and out. Clay County went three and out. They gained about 10 yards and got it about midfield now. Let's see if Clay County can stuff them again.
A few goes under center. I backfield behind him. Two wide right, one left. Hand off the fullback inside. Gains about two. Levi Garrett involved on the stop. We'll go ahead and bring you the State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Nose guard, junior Levi Garrett. Defensive tackles, sophomore Austin Anderson, junior Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, senior Wade Coons, junior Joseph Markham, senior Eli Smith. Outside backers, sophomore Weston Birdwell, junior Jimmy Burchett. Cornerbacks, freshman Nate Adams, senior Carson Sharp, and the safety, a junior Alec Kerr. York with it. On the second long, a good pass by LaFue as he rolled out to his left. Incomplete, though. State Farm starting defensive lineup was brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Good ball there by the quarterback, Thomas.
Yeah, and you can see he can put some heat on a throw right there. He's rolling to this near sideline again and just flipped his hips and threw a bullet to the sideline. Should have been caught, Daniel.
Pick up a two on that first down run, and then the incomplete pass on second down makes it third and eight for the Dragons. They play it from the Clay County 49. LaFue under center, hand off to the tailback for the first time tonight. Off right side, picks up a nice gain, but short of the sticks. Rode down by
Coons.
Smith.
Coons. His first stop of the night. Again, though, a pretty good gain, and it's going to bring up fourth and short, Daniel, maybe a yard and a half here, and the York is going for it.
York playing quickly, fourth and one. Ball at the Clay County 42, a few under center. Hand off to the fullback, he stopped. No gain. No gain. Clay County going to turn him over on downs. What a stop. Thomas, Austin Anderson involved. Who else?
That's right. Austin Anderson in underneath, and just a great play by the sophomore right there, Daniel. I don't think he's got it. They're looking at it. They're going to call in to change the measure.
Well, I just don't see that he's got it unless they gave him a great spot on forward progress. Obviously, I'm wanting it to be short, so I could be looking with biased eyes. Coach Edwards, it's right out in front of you. What did you see on the play?
I don't think he got it, Daniel. I don't think the spot or the progress, either one, just looking, watching the play from where I'm at. I don't see how he got it.
You know, and he got initially hit for a loss, Daniel, and then that second effort, Anderson around the ankles after hitting him hard, and then someone coming in and cleaning it up, and it's Clay County football.
About 18 inches short of the mark. Dogs going to take over for their second possession of this contest. Offensive starters left right up front, Wade Coons, Levi Garrett, Stone Lynn, Luke Thompson, and Hayden McGee. Running backs and receivers, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Jeff Favey, Joseph Markham, Carson Sharp, and the freshman quarterback, Nate Adams. Clay County taking over from their own 42 with a 58-yard field in front of them. Two lineouts to either side. Sharp at the right hip of Adams in the gun. Hand off to Carson. He's off left side behind Coons and Garrett. Nothing much doing there. York pretty stout up front. I never looked at that defensive scheme. I see four guys in the back, so likely a true 50, a 5-2-4 there out of them. I do see two stand-up backers, I believe.
Like we got a four-man front, Daniel.
Okay, so a 4-3-4 is what they're in. I do see three backers now. Second nine, pickup of one, four sharp. Dog snapping from the Clay County 43. Markham in the backfield at fullback. Sharp at the right hip of Adams. Curran Burchett to the right is wideouts. Spivey to the left is wideout. Adams rolls out to the right, releases, and caught by Markham. 45-50 across the midfield stripe. Down the sideline, he stepped out of bounds there. Had a big play going, but he couldn't perform the toe tap down the sideline. Steps out of bounds, but does get the first down and move the sticks, advancing into York territory at the 47-yard line. So the Dogs here trying to get things going on their second offensive possession of the night. 0-0 the score. 6:05 and ticking, first quarter. Two wide left, one right. Markham and Sharp in the backfield. Play action pass. Quarterback keeper. It's going to be Adams off right side. And we start to see, that's the first time this year we've saw designed quarterback run out of Adams. Keaton Arms back healthy on the sideline tonight. Could see action, and we may see them, offensive coordinator Chris Harrison, head coach Jake Johnson, a little more comfortable to let Adams take some more hits in the run game now that Arms is back. Ball now spotted at the 41, second and four.
Yeah, and I like that call, Daniel. You know, we've seen Adams has got some moves when you get him out on the edge. Got him out there, picked up a nice gain of six. And we've got timeout on the field. No penalty against York. What was that one, Coach?
Offsides on York.
Free first down there. Second and four play. Adams went with the hard count and moves the sticks. Easiest first down they'll get of the night. Ball now steady at the York 36. Clay County threatening. They play it three wide to the left, one to the right. Sharp at the right hip of Adams. Here's the snap from junior center Stone Lynn. Hand off to Sharp. He's behind that trip set on left side. Nice pickup by Carson. His biggest gain of the night. Advances up to the 30. We'll have to see where they move the down marker to. Second and four now. After Sharp picks up round six, I said it was at the 30. Let's call it the 29. Trip set to the right. Single receiver to the left. Hard count again, and once again, offsides against York. That defensive front falling for it. And another first down probably going to ensue from this. It was second and a long four, and once again, they moved those sticks. Thomas, that ball now setting. right around the 15. I caught it the 29, though, so caught the 24. I'm sorry, I got my yards mixed up. 24-yard line, hand off to Sharp. He's around right side, has blocking, cuts north and south. Up around the 15, he's brought down. Carson looking fresh and healthy. Laundrie on the field, though. Coach, what do you think it was? Came from the back side of the offensive line.
I don't know unless it's a hole, Daniel.
It was holding against Clay County. First penalty of the night against the Dogs. They fell into a what I'll call a mid-season slump on penalties a little bit. Had a lot of them up at Scott High, I guess it was 2 weeks ago. Marching the football back now. Clay County had it first and 10 at the 24. After the hold, they're going to march it back to the 36. First and a little over 20 now. First and 22 to go from the Dragon 36. Adams to pass on first and long. Steps up in the pocket. Releases downfield. Too strong. Was targeting his cousin Jimmy Burchett on the seam route. Good coverage, though, by the Dragon secondary.
Yeah, Adams was a little time that time. Just a double vert on the outside, far sideline here from us. And it was good coverage. I mean, that's what forced the throw. Adams thought about it just a little bit. Led him a little too much when he saw the coverage.
Second and 22 from the York 36. Definite four down territory here. We're going to get 22 yards for a first down. Adams rolls right, wants to pass, releases downfield. Ooh, just a little bit out of the reach of Alec Kerr. He gave it all of his, all the jumping ability that his short frame has and just could not get his fingers on it. So third and 22 after incomplete passes back-to-back on first and second down, Thomas.
Yeah, and again, you're seeing this York defense play pretty well. Coverage downfield is good. The pressure on Adams has been good. When we get him on a straight rollout, it's okay. Drop back passes, we've seen the Dragons in his face pretty much the entirety of this first quarter.
Of course, the big missing link up front tonight for Clay County, John Hamilton, junior right tackle, not playing tonight. Had some illness, and he's not suited out to play. Pass caught by Jimmy Burchett here on third and 22. It should be enough to move these sticks. Jimmy is down around the 10-yard line. What a play. What a laser from Adams.
Well, we just talked about it. Adams with a little bit of clean pocket right there. He's able to step up. Burchett came in motion, Daniel, came across the formation and just went straight up the seam and then broke it inside just a little bit. Adams put it on him on a line. Burchett with those sure hands bringing it down. He was tackled just about as soon as he caught it, and Clay County's in business.
First and 10 from the 11. They can gain a first down at the 1 without scoring. First and 10 from the 11. Adams in the gun. A wide out to the right, and the third defensive offsides penalty against York's front four on this drive. No?
Don't start, Clay County. I'm like you, Daniel. I saw from where we were at, it really did look like a York jump, but I assume that they were drawn off sides by a Clay County player.
First and 15 now after the black and gold penalty. Ball should be retreated to the 16-yard line. Dogs going to play it from there. Kerr split to the right, isolated. I like that matchup. They're going to run instead to Sharp. He's off left side, north and south. Gets back the penalty, maybe a little more. Looks like they're going to spot him back at that original line of scrimmage at the 11. So it'll be second and 10 from the 11-yard line. We're positioned right here around the 50-yard line, but the paint a little dim tonight here on the field at Jamestown. Doesn't look like they got a fresh coat on this week. I don't know. I believe, actually, I heard Coach Johnson say a paint shortage. Head Coach Kerry Johnson up here at York just didn't have any paint to paint with, is my understanding this week. Looks a little dim.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. Sharp makes a nice cut to get north and south there and pick up a few yards.
Going to be one at the most, Thomas. They're still setting it there on the 10. We'll give him one. Going to be third and 9 from the 10. Clay County can gain a first down if they get to the 1. But not a lot of room between the first down marker and the end zone. Third and 9. Adams in the gun. Kerr out by himself to the right. Two tight end set and a fullback. whistles blow, a penalty thrown. They're going to say illegal shift against Clay County, I believe. They're going to call it false start. The side judge on the far side of the field away from us. We saw Anderson, along with one of his teammates, do a double shift. I think it was he and Hunter Kyle. You can have two guys
shift
sides and flip, but perhaps it came at a point in Adams' cadence when they're not allowed to do so. There comes a time there, like if the quarterback goes under center, you're not supposed to do two guys moving at once anymore. Minute 55 and ticking. First quarter still scoreless. Third and 14 now. Adams with it, rolls to the right, looks to the end zone, releases there. Pass is going to be wide of the mark, incomplete. So fourth and 14 for Clay County. And what was a very promising drive is now on the brink of extinction. And Clay County possibly going to squander points here if they can't convert on fourth and long.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're sitting here at the 15-yard line, Daniel, and we haven't seen Jeff Spivey, the senior, targeted yet tonight. We've seen the flood routes and the sprint outs. Spivey usually singled up by himself. That's where I go. I'm throwing it up to the 6'4", 6'5", guy singled out on the top.
Here we go. Fourth and 14. Adams in the gun. Two wideouts to either side. Here he is. Drops back. Has time. Releases.
Not a
two. Touchdown. Alec Kerr. Kerr to Adams for the first points of the contest. Minute 36 mark. First quarter. And what a strike by Adams. The sheer-handed junior Alec Kerr hauling it in. He was playing the right side slot. It wasn't really a seam. Kind of between a seam and a slant. Ran right towards that goalpost.
Yeah, and a great job by Adams right there. Again, no pressure on him at this time. You had Spivey going on the vert to the pylon. You had another little underneath post from the backside and curve. Just one cut, like you say, the skinny post, similar to the Jerry Rice type move you used to see. And what a throw by Adams into the waiting hands of Kerr, and Clay County's on the board first.
Extra point kick away by Garrett. They say it's no good. So with 1:36 left in this first quarter from Jamestown, it's Clay County 6, York Institute 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Jamestown, where Clay County now leads 6-0. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Clay County just completed an 11-play, 58-yard drive to dent the scoreboard first here in Jamestown. And it was set up on a third and 22 call from the 36-yard line. Adams found Burchett for 25 yards, and then he found Kerr on fourth and 14 from the 15-yard line to put Clay County ahead 6-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Joseph Markham recording the tackle on the kickoff. York going to take over for their third offensive possession of the contest with a minute 30 left here in the first quarter, trailing to Salina 6-9. Dragons going to play it from their own 38-yard line. 62-yard field in front of them. A few under center, wing back to the right, tailback behind him, whistles blow.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of laundry on the field, really, from both teams, but we've seen York kind of kill themselves on that drive to keep that 11-play drive going. Clay County with the big third-down conversion to get into scoring position, and then, you know, it was do or die. Fourth down, Daniel. Adams made the play to Kerr over the middle.
Yeah, that whole score and that whole drive was about two plays. The third 22 and the fourth downer, you know.
Even though it was 11 plays on paper.
Right. Offsides called against Clay County this time. So it's first and 5, York. They advance the ball up to the 43. A few under center hands off to the tailback. He's off right side. Running back is number 15. He's brought down by Austin Anderson, who's absolutely fired up about it. Caden Stover was the ball carrier.
Yeah, I love this attitude from Austin Anderson and this Bulldog defense. We saw Joseph Markham on the opening kickoff just lay the lumber, and they've been doing it ever since, Daniel.
Second long one. So a pickup of four by Stover there, not a bad carry. It was first and five after the offside penalty. It's the second one for York. They snap from their own 47, hand off to the fullback inside. He is short of the stick, I believe. They might give him the first down. It's only second down anyway. Host of dogs in on the tackle. I know Coons was returning from the pile.
Hunter Kyle underneath, Daniel.
A couple weeks ago, we named Hunter Kyle our TDS top performer up at Scott County. He's had he's played well in each and every game. Two games in particular, he really stood out, that being Cornersville and Scott High School, against two of the bigger offensive fronts that we had seen on this season. So he's gotten it done when it's been the toughest. First and 10 for the Dragons here. They snap from their own 48. Little option play off right side. Stover with it, hitting the backfield. Markham with first contact. Also, Kerr coming up to help out. And it's a tackle for loss made by somebody, whoever you think's deserving.
I think you got to give it to Kerr, Daniel. You know, Bertle was good first contact, but didn't bring him to the ground. Kerr coming up and just flying in for the loss.
Dragons go backwards, second and 15 now. Ball sitting back at the York 44. Dragons break up, approach the line of scrimmage. Not the biggest offensive line we've seen of an opponent this year, but a pretty good-sized group up front. Buzzer sounds. It is the end of the first quarter here in Pinellas County. Clay County leading 6-0 after one.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, start of the second quarter. York with it, their third possession of the contest. They're going to go to the iron. LaFue with it, throws left side, right through the hands of a receiver. So two passes downfield tonight have been incomplete for York, not due to anything that quarterback Miles LaFue is doing wrong. He's been accurate on each of the passing attempts he has had tonight, Thompson.
Yeah, and you see the coverage deep. They're covered up. He was looking down the field and then just had to jump it down underneath, and it was right in the hands there. That Dragon just couldn't haul it in. Jimmy Burchett applying the pressure on the outside, though.
Third and 15 for York, fifth play of this drive coming. They snap from their own 44. LaFue under center, fullback and tailback behind him in the eye. Hand off to Stover off left side. He has running room, but it was third and 15. He picks up around 10, advancing York up into Clay County territory at the 46, where it's going to be fourth and about six, possibly a time here for York to go for it on fourth down, even though it's early in the contest. Their head coach, Kerry Johnson, got a decision to make here, and I think we see the offense stay on the field. Fourth and right at five. They could go with a hard count, so the Dog defensive front going to have to watch a ball. There's a punter out there. Is there not, Coach?
There is indeed there.
Thought he might roll the dice. Good place for a fake, though.
Looks like we're going to punt it away.
So from the Dog 46 on fourth and five, the Dragons put their foot to it. Hits around the 15. Ooh, what a great punt. That thing's going to be downed at the 4, maybe the 3. Excellent punt by Caden Stover, the PA announcer says. Number 15, their tailback. So a nice rugby kick by him, putting the Dogs very deep. Clay County with an opportunity to get a lot of yardage here on this drive, though. Thomas, I'm gonna call it the 3 from what I can see. The scoreboard says the 2. Hard to tell from this side. Let's call it the 3. So the Dogs with it. 97-yard field in front of them. Could be an epic drive here. 10:58 mark second quarter as they take over, and here come the flags. Dogs lead 6-0. First time these teams are meeting since the 2002 season. So a false start against Clay County. They're going to move from the 3 to, let's just call it the 1, Thomas. We don't keep up with half yards, technically. I guess it's the 1.5. We'll call it the 1, a 99-yard field in front of Clay County. Adams standing in his own end zone, a dangerous place to be. First, and I guess we'll call it 12. Adams hands off to Sharp. Carson back at the line of scrimmage, not much more. He gets a little bit of breathing room. Advancing back up to the 3 here. Pick up a 2 for Carson, making it 2nd and 9. As I was saying, these teams met for the first time back in 1939. Played each year that the Bulldogs fielded a team. Of course, they took a brief hiatus during World War II, but played each and every year, all the way up through 1974. After the 74 game, head coach at the time, Harold Watson, didn't reschedule York, and we didn't play them again until 2001. Played them those 2 years, and then it went dormant again until tonight. 3 wideouts to the right. Adams with it in the gun. Hand off to Sharp. Carson off right side. Not much room there. Credit the Dragons with suffocating rushing defense so far in this contest. We're going to say no gain. Looks like the side judge still spots him around the 3, where it's going to be 3rd and 9.
Yeah, total of 15 yards rushing so far for Clay County. Sharp has 8 carries for 9 yards.
They have to try and mark him a bigger, more bruising runner. This aggressive York defense may have to get a dose of the big guy. 3 wide outs to the left. Dogs playing from their own 3. 1 wide to the right. Sharp at the right hip of Adams. False start, Clay County. It's that replacement right tackle that moved, John Hamilton, not playing tonight. Honestly, I'm not sure that John even made the trip up to Jamestown today during this the current health situation we are in the country. If you're not feeling too good, it's best just to kind of keep to yourself, you know. I'm sure John's fine, though. So here we go. After the penalty, they back him up another yard. So back on the 1 again. Adams to throw. Looks downfield. Going to be batted away. Incomplete. So Joseph Markham going to come on to punt. Coach Edwards is going to have his heels right up against the back of the Clay County end zone. Not a very comfortable spot to kick it away from.
Not a spot I've ever been in personally, but I don't envy Joseph right here. He's going to have to get this thing off pretty quickly.
So nothing doing there for Clay County. A couple penalties, 3 and out is what it turned into. And credit Stover with the great punt for the Dragons to put the Dogs in this position in the first place. Markham puts his foot to it, high, booming, spiraling kick, hits around the 30, goes out of bounds. So Joseph getting a net around 35 yards. But the York Dragons, playing the field position game to a tee, are taking over with outstanding field position, Thomas, at the Clay County 36-yard line. Dogs do lead 6-0, 9:09 mark, second quarter.
Yeah, you're right. It is glad to have Markham back there. It could be worse than it is, you know, sitting here within striking distance. The Dragons are our best field position of the night. We've seen them not have had a whole lot of success so far, as Clay County only leads 6-0, 9:09 left in the first half, and we'll take a break as the timeout has been taken.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live from York Institute. First down dive to the fullback yields. I'm going to say no gain for the Dragons. Levi Garrett on the stop from his nose tackle position. Good to have him back healthy after dislocating that elbow on the last play of the game against Westmoreland a couple weeks back. Smokestack backfield for the Dragons. Three running backs on the line behind a few hoops under center. They're going deep down the sideline. The ball's there. Just out of the reach of number seven, the receiver. He's not on that roster. Coach, you got a seven on your roster for York?
I do not. I have the same roster you do, Daniel.
We had one odd one here. Yeah. Ryland Miller. It was a different one I was looking at.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think WDB announcer Gary Holt, I believe is his last name, brought it in to us. So thank him for that. Incomplete pass. Thomas, they had us beat.
They did. Had to step on Adams down the sideline just a little long for that Dragon receiver. And Daniel got a little different looking linebacking core. Keaton Arms making his return at will linebacker.
All right. Been about 6 weeks since we've seen Keaton. Stop made by Coons. Wade Coons getting it done there. Fourth down. If you remember, Dragons took over the Clay County 36. Three plays later, they've only picked up about 3 yards. It's fourth and seven. Definite four down territory here. And the big miss for York on this drive was that second down pass that they had beat freshman Nate Adams down the sideline. That was 6 points that they just could not hook up on. Fourth and seven, a few in the shotgun, two wideouts to either side, a running back with him. He rolls to his left, has time, flips his hips, throws the ball.
Got him.
Has Stover knocked away by Adams, the freshman. A little bit of redemption there. They beat him before. Fortunately, they didn't catch it. This time, he beats them. Textbook coverage right on the hip of Stover. Used his long wingspan to reach around the body without contact and swat the ball away. What about it?
Yeah, just great play. I thought they had the receiver for the score, Daniel, and Adams was with that closing speed, got there just in time to reach around with that lead hand and arm and bat the ball down. We talk about him on the offensive side of the ball. We had a pick six last week. He's also a great defender back there.
Fourth dog possession of the night, 7:45 mark second quarter. Clay County taking over from their own 34-yard line. Adams in the gun, jet pass to Burchett. Burchett around right side. Jimmy brought down, little to no gain. Could have actually lost some. Play started at the 34. They'll mark him now at the 32. I'll tell you one thing I don't like about the jet pass, Thomas, rather than the jet handoff. Running that jet series, when you belly up to the guy, you've got a whole series of play action and things you can
right.
do off of it. When you commit to the toss, like we do, a couple of feet toss forward, you lose the play action capability off of the set.
Off sides, Jamestown.
It was second and 12 after Burchett lost two. You know, because you see that motion. You see Kerr and Burchett come in motion, and the defense, you know, they're going to cheat that way. So Adams coming out the back side of that. And other stuff too, play action pass off of it, so many things that, you do lose if you choose to go with the jet pass instead of the jet sweep. So it's now second and seven after the 5 yard penalty, ball advanced up from the 32 to the 37 where it was handed off to Sharp. Carson once again, nothing doing on the ground, Thomas, what about a quick look at Carson's stats to this point? Dog's gonna have the third and seven.
Yeah, that was his ninth carry so far and hadn't broke 10 yards yet, Daniel. A great job by this York defense so far?
York with it at the 37. Not York with it, sorry. Clay County with it at the Clay County 37. Adams in the gun on 3rd and 7. Rolls to the left towards a set of Tripp's receivers. Has a man downfield. It's Burchett. Burchett going to catch it in York territory. Comes down to the turf and going to be down there. But only after Jimmy flips the field all the way down to the York 38-yard line, just right out the window from us here on the second story of the press box.
Another 25-yard hookup. That's the second one of the night, Daniel, from Adams to Burchett, and it's flipped the field, just like you said, as Clay County's going quick.
Went tempo there after the first down, very similar to the Josh Heupel in the University of Tennessee, the way they like to play after they move the sticks. Hand off to Sharp yields a gain of a couple, advancing up to the York 37-yard line, where it's 2nd and 8. Adams in the gun, 2 wide out to the side, Nate to pass, release, he's got, That was, should have been an interception. It's incomplete. I apologize for stopping describing it and just making a big gasp in the middle of it. But it was almost a pick six right there. The York cornerback going to wish he could have that one back.
It was gasp-worthy.
Yeah, it was. 3rd and 8 after the incomplete pass. Clock has stopped. 5:58 to go in the second quarter. Clay County leading 6-0, trying to go up by 2 possessions. They have it at the Dragon 37-yard line. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Adams in the gun. He rolls to the right, steps up in the pocket, releases downfield, caught in the flat by Markham. Joseph with it, runs over one man. Now through 2 more before he's brought down. They're going to spot him very close to the 26. The sticks are going to move. Clay County trying to put together a big drive here.
That's another good job by Adams. He split 2 rushers here in the backfield and rolled out as he scrambled, Daniel. Looking downfield, knew the better of it, pulled underneath and hit Markham on the sideline with another laser to the boundary, and Markham cut it up for a good game.
1st and 10 from the Dragon 26. 2 wide outs to either side. Sharp at the right hip of Adams. Hand off to Carson right to the heart of the defense. Now he cuts left. Now north and south. Now he reverses field before he's upended by a Dragon. But only after what I'll call a Pac-Man style carry out of Carson Sharp. He went in several directions in a very short amount of time. Moves the sticks on it. Advanced from, I think, the 26 was the origination. Now the ball spotted up at the 12. A 14-yard pickup. Hand off to Carson again. Same play off left side. Breaks a tackle. Going to get into the end zone. Yeah! Carson Sharp gets it done. 5:25 mark. 2nd quarter. Dogs go up 12-0. What about the senior running back? We talked about potentially needing to go to Markham because Sharp wouldn't produce in there due to penetration. Thomas, those last 2 or 3 carries, Sharp gashed the York defense.
Yeah, he did. He got the crease. Once you can get to the second level, Carson Sharp's got the moves to get into the end zone. You saw it there, Daniel. But that defense got loosened up a little bit by Adams finding Burchett for the big game and then hitting Markham on the sideline. And then they went back to the ground. Great play calling by offensive coordinator Coach Harris. Just did a great job, great drive for Clay County.
Garrett Good on the PAT. 5:24 mark, 2nd quarter, Clay County 13, York 9.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Welcome back to Jamestown, where Clay County leads York 13-0, and here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Clay County just completed a 66-yard 8-play drive to take this 2-score lead. And again, it was set up by Nate Adams to Jimmy Burchett, 25-yard hookup to put him in business. Then he found Joseph Markham on the sideline, and Carson Sharp capped it with a 12-yard touchdown run to make it 13-0. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. And they brought you that dog drive summary, Daniel. Clay County's up 13-0 in this one.
Lance Burchett making the stop on the kickoff. Good job by the younger brother of Jenny. Dragons taking over for their fifth offensive possession of the contest. 5:18 mark, second quarter. Dragons going to have it first and 10 from their own 33. 67-yard field in front of them, and Stover can't hold on to the handoff from a few balls on the ground. Clay County obviously thinks it's theirs, and it is Levi Garrett, the nose guard, coming out of the huddle with it. Clay County with a big turnover here. The Dogs going to try to capitalize. I bet they take a shot to the end zone right here on first down, already in four-down territory. Why not?
Yeah, I think so. You're right there where you want to be, the 35-yard line. And now's the time to kind of put this one away with 5 minutes to go here in the half, Daniel, and make it a three-score lead heading into Mission.
5:10 mark, ball at the 35, a short field for the Dogs. Adams in the gun. Here's the snap. It's high. He can't hang on. Now the Dragons going to take it back. What a turn of events. It's like nothing ever happened, except a few moments ago, York had it, I believe I called, at the Dragon 33. Now they're going to take over first and 10 from the Dragon 41. So a nice turn of events for the Purple and Gold.
Yeah, they actually gained some yardage there, Daniel.
They may be they're gold or yellow. I don't know which they prefer, purple and yellow, I suppose. It's not true gold like ours is. First and 10 for the Dragons. Three men in the backfield. LeFou in the shotgun set. He rolls to the right under pressure. Going to be brought down and sacked. Strip sacked. He gets back on the ball. Two different Dogs there. I've got to give credit to Eli Smith.
Yeah.
Smith there. Hunter Kyle as well, but Eli getting it done.
Yeah, he did a great job containing the quarterback on that one. Hunter Kyle closing in and flushing him, and Eli Smith turning him back in, Daniel. And I see you're disgusted for some reason.
Well, I'm not disgusted. I just was saying I'm going to quit trying to track her because we've had three possessions in about 10 seconds. So, all right, York with it. Huge loss. Second and round 20. They have it at their own 33 now. Well, if you're going to go under center, I backfield behind him. Twin set of receivers to the left, a single to the right. Hand off to Stover. He's off left side. Gets the corner. Stover's done that a couple of times. York's biggest offensive play, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, but probably around the 10-yard mark or something. They've not hit on anything that's bigger than that at this point. Is that true?
That's true, Dan. They had a 10-yarder, a 6, and a 7-yarder. They're three biggest offensive plays.
Well, when you got Alec Kerr playing safety, Daniel, you don't get many plays deeper than that. And if you get the edge or what you get, if you pop one, Alec Kerr's going to get you with his angle and his feet.
Third and 10. York with it. They have it. They have completed the first down. A little hot pass. Quick seam thrown to the slot receiver on the left side. Nice pass by LeFou. I've been impressed with him. Has good mechanics. Has thrown good footballs. Has kept it away from the Dog defenders when he has passed. First and 10 now for York. 13-9. Clay County leading. 3:35 and ticking. Second quarter. Dragons trying to drive and draw back within one possession here before the half. They have it in black and gold territory at the 48. LeFou under center. Twins to the left. Single receiver to the right. I backfield behind LeFou. Here's the snap. Hand off to Stover. Same play off left side. And he's hit this time. Had to be Markham, and it was. Joseph getting help from Hunter, Kyler, Anderson one. Some of the, you know, Smith. Eli was out there helping him, but Markham with initial contact. There's about three or four of them, Thomas, that all taped their wrists. And they're of similar size, Anderson, Smith, and a few of those guys. And as you know better than anybody, I get them confused.
Yeah, you do at times, Daniel. But it's easy to do because they swarm the football. As you see Smith playing that walk-up overhang linebacker with arms playing the wheel in this game, that's a pretty good-looking linebacking crew.
Second and 7 for York. Once again, they move the sticks, getting a passing game together. Caught by Dalton Barger over on the home sideline for York Institute. They're going to move it up now, deeper into Clay County territory, at what we'll call the 38. They play it first and 10 from there, 2:42, and the clock is stopped because Barger went out of bounds. Barger going to split out to the right this time. Actually, it's Miller that split out to the right, Barger to the left. LeFou under center, hand off to Stover. tries the left side of that offensive line. You see so many high school football teams that are right-hand oriented and like to run off the right side. York seems to prefer the left side, running off that side. It could be they're running away from something on our defense, too. Always a possibility. Another nice pickup on first and 10, Thomas, setting up second and one, pick up a 9.
And this is what we thought we might see out of the Dragons coming into this one, Daniel. You know, they've got some speed, probably more speed than we've seen all year long.
A few under center, hand off to Stover again. This time he goes more towards the interior up the B gap. Shorter game, but on second one, it was enough to move the stick. So fresh set of downs for the Dragons, who are putting together a nice drive here. They've advanced all the way down to what I'll call the Clay County 25-yard line. If you remember, York had it, fumbled the football. Garrett recovered. Then Adams on first and 10 couldn't handle the snap for Clay County. York got it right back. That's how this drive started. First and 10 from the Dog 25, a few under center, hand off to the fullback, nothing doing there. Clay County's going to take care of that. Coons and Garrett not going to allow the fullback anything tonight, Thomas.
No, Garrett playing that nose right there, Daniel. He just turned that center and drove him into the backfield and dropped the fullback for a loss, I think. Moving it back a yard.
Loss of one, setting up second and 11. Wide out to either side. Tight end right. A few rolls to the right. Has his wide
nice.
Out on the sideline. Catch is made by Dalton Barger. He's a good receiver. Has several catches so far tonight.
Yeah, and that was a great throw. Just picked up about 5 or 6 yards on it, Daniel. But that was a long throw to this near sideline made by LaFue. And, you know, he's playing really well, and he's got his team on the move with a minute to go here in the half, Daniel. As York or Clay County 1's taking a timeout, the Dogs lead 13-0.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Incomplete pass on third and 4 for York. Almost missed the play. We were on timeout there, and in this what I'm going to call a soundproof booth. You can't really hear a lot that's going on. We were talking during the break about the great contingency of Black and Gold faithful who made the 50-mile or so commute up here to Jamestown tonight. Clay County fans always travel. Coach, I know you appreciate that during basketball season. No matter where you go, sometimes our fans outnumber the home team.
Oh, yeah. I've always noticed it for years. We travel well.
Fourth and 4 for York. LaFue going to go under center. Wide out to either side, tight end left, eye backfield behind him. Tall sweep to Stover, left side. Can he get the edge? He cannot. Not enough for the first anyway. Tackle made.
Eli Smith on that one, Daniel.
By senior linebacker Eli Smith, we announced him as the TDS top performer last week with his team-leading 9 stops against Grundy County. And what a shot in the arm he's been for this Bulldog team coming in. A physically mature kid, great athlete, basketball state champion. And now he's getting it done on the football field playing in his first season. Clay County taking over. Minute 4 left in this second quarter. Dogs do lead 13-9. Ball's going to be spotted at the Clay County 18-yard line. 82-yard field in front of him. Hand off to Carson. He's around right side. He's got a bunch here. Has the first down and more. He's brought down by a couple of Dragons around the 30. So a pickup of around 12. And I thought it looked like it was more than that, but that would be about right. Started from the 18, now spotted at the 30. Birches and Spivey to the left. Kerr to the right. Mark him and sharpen the backfield with Adams. Hand off to Carson. He's around the left side of his offensive line. Nothing doing. Will Clay County choose to use timeouts here or take this 13-0 lead into the half? 35 seconds and ticking. Coach Johnson content to let time tick. Clay County will continue to run some plays here. At least one more anyway. No, they don't have to. 20 seconds on the game clock, 26 seconds on the play clock. And Clay County going to take this one into the half. So pretty good place to be. You make the trip up here to Jamestown against an unknown opponent for the most part. The Dragons are Triple-A team, and you're leading them 13-0 at the half on the road in week 10 of the regular season here. So the buzzer sounds, and that is your halftime score. Clay County 13, York Institute Dragons none. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Scott County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads York 13-0. Here in Jamestown, and Clay County did it with a big play to set up their scores. This game started out as kind of a defensive battle as the Dragons and the Dogs swapped three and out. But on their second possession of the contest, Clay County marched on an 11-play, 58-yard drive. The big play of it was Nate Adams finding Jimmy Burchett for 25 yards to set up an Alec Kerr receiving touchdown score as he caught a ball from Adams for 15 yards to make it 6-0 with 1:36 to go in the first quarter. The Clay County defense has stood strong with a couple of fourth down stops prior to that and forced several punts as Clay County offense went to work in the second quarter. And again, it was Adams finding Burchett for a 25-yard gain, and then Markham down the sideline for 11 more before the senior, Carson Sharp, ran it for 14 yards and then scored from 12 yards out to make it 13-0 as Garrett made the PAT. Then York threatened right before the half, but the senior, Eli Smith, with a fourth down stop,
deep in Bulldog territory with about 1 minute to go before the half, sealed the Dragons' fate here as they trail 13-0 in Jamestown. The Clay County offense has put together a total of 127 yards on 26 plays so far. They've rushed 14 times for 43 yards and one touchdown. Adams is 6 for 12 for 84 yards so far tonight. Carson Sharp has 13 carries for 37 yards. Adams, 1 carry for 6 yards. Leading receivers so far, Jimmy Burchett, 3 catches for 48 yards. Markham has 2 catches for 21 yards. And Alec Kerr, the 1 15-yard touchdown catch. Defensively, a lot of big numbers here. Alec Kerr leading the way with 5 tackles, 1 for loss. Levi Garrett has 4, a fumble recovery, 1 of those tackles for loss. Eli Smith, 3 tackles and a sack. Joseph Markham also has 3 stops to lead this Clay County defense. Again, Clay County leads 13-0 here at intermission in Jamestown. Stay with us for more here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Poplar Grove Body Shop. Halftime show coming to you from Jamestown, Tennessee. Clay County leading 13-9 over the York Institute Dragons. I'm going to kick over to Coach Edwards for some stats of a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Thank you, Daniel. York, not very active on defense. You might say they're dragging their feet.
Pretty clever.
Pretty bad joke.
No, I like it.
26 plays for 54 yards, 17 rushes for 34. And sophomore quarterback LaFew is 4 of 9 for 20 yards.
He's a good quarterback. There's been at least three drops that should have been hauled in.
Absolutely. He's made some good throws, and they've just been missed. Some scores of interest. First of all, a couple finals from last night. Watertown 37, Livingston Academy 0. And Oakland beat South Pitt Pirates 49-10.
That's a strange matchup. 6A school, largest classification, and the number one ranked team in the state of Tennessee.
Yes.
Playing against a single A school. What I hear, South Pittsburgh kind of hung with them for a little while. I think it's 35-7 at the half.
Maybe held their own a little bit. Not a terrible score there. You would think it wouldn't be hardly that close. Second quarter, Red Bowling Springs 6, Gordonsville 28. Smith County Macon knotted up at 7 apiece. Lipscomb Academy 14, CPA 0. Few halftime scores, Bledsoe 21, Monterey 14. Jackson County, I just got an update on this one, the third quarter, Jackson County 10, Cumberland County 7. It was 10-0 at halftime, Blue Devils. Battle of the Highlanders, Gatlinburg-Pittman winning that 35-10 over Scott High. Westmoreland 21, White House 7. A little bit of a surprise there. White House is ranked whatever classification they are. Walker Valley 4-4, leading Upperman, a 7-1 squad, 14-0 at half.
Wow.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Bud Thugs.
More football action coming in Clay County tomorrow at John Tubles Field. The Clay County Youth League team is going to be going against Watertown. I think the flag game, the 5-7-year-old, starts at 4:30. The juniors will follow after that, and then the seniors, I think, at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Hopefully get some wins there and get things wrapped up to go home and watch UT perhaps knock off the number 4-ranked Crimson Tide tomorrow night. Maybe no items will be thrown onto the field, though, in that one. Going to go ahead and do some trivia for you. Subway Trivia Challenge coming to you, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Wanted to say congratulations before we read the question to last week's winners, Tish Plumley and Jason Coons. They are ineligible tonight. You can't win 2 weeks in a row. So if you are not Tish Plumley or Jason Coons, feel free to shoot in your answers to 931-397-9004. With no further ado, time for the question. In 1965, Salina High School and York Institute met in the ninth and final game of their regular season. After a hard-fought first half in Jamestown, the Bulldogs led 3-0 on a Galen Austin field goal. After a scoreless third quarter, what two Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Bulldogs ran fourth-quarter touchdowns to give Salina the 16-6 victory? So this one may have to come from somebody who is a little older to get this answer. I know a couple of listeners who probably know it already. I'm going to repeat it again, though, before someone swoops in and gets the correct answer. In 1965, Salina High School and York Institute met in the ninth and final game of the regular season. After a hard-fought first half in Jamestown, the Bulldogs led 3-0 on a Galen Austin field goal. After a scoreless third quarter, what two Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Bulldogs ran fourth quarter touchdowns to give Salina the 16-6 victory? Text those answers in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Be sure to include your name. Second half football fixing to get underway. The Dragons going to kick it off from left to right. From our vantage point, Clay County going to receive, returning the thing from right to left. Short pooch kick hits at the 30, going to be downed by Jimmy Burchett. Clay County going to take over safely at their own 26-yard line. A 74-yard field in front of them. 11:58 here on this third quarter clock as they do it. Dogs do lead 13-0. We said it would be a hard-fought contest up here on the mountain, and so far, Thomas, I think it has been.
Yeah, it has been, Daniel. We've seen York capable of moving the ball some right there on that last drive before the break. And Clay County, you know, we called for them to come out sharp here tonight, and we really haven't seen that. We've seen them kind of have some penalty problems. We've seen a little stagnant offense and then the big play to get them started, and then they cap those two drives with scores. And we see something going on here to start this one. Clay County is moving backwards again.
Holding against the Bulldogs on that return, I guess. I don't think we missed a play.
No.
While we were talking, they backed that thing all the way up now to what I'll call the Clay County 13, 87-yard field in front of the Dogs. Adams with it. Hands off to Markham. Joseph going to work here in the second half. And here he goes. The big man down the sideline. It's a foot race. Cram! He runs over a man.
He goes.
40, 30. Down to the 20, Joseph Markham, 10.
Oh.
Finally drug out of bounds by a Dragon. I called for him during the first half of play. First play of the third quarter, they give it to number 28, and you see what he does with it. Completely stiff-armed a guy here right out the window in front of us. Thomas just obliterated him on his way down to the 3-yard line. There is a Dragon down hurt, I think. It's number one, Dalton Barger. Credit Barger with great hustle to get down the field to tackle Markham. We're going to go to injury timeout break here. Clay County's going to have it first and goal from around the York 3 when we return.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, glad to say that injured Dragon Dalton Barger exiting the field under his own power. He is limping pretty severely, though, being helped by a teammate, but making his way across the field. Thomas, what a run, 84-yarder, you calculated, by the man, Joseph Markham.
Yeah, it had it all, Daniel. We said this before, but Markham broke the first tackle at the line of scrimmage, got the edge, and then had a guy, had about three that had an angle on him. When he got to the sideline, it was Derrick Henry-esque right here, Daniel. Pulled up just a little bit, extended that offhand, and just drove a Dragon defender into the ground. And when he got him down, he pulled away from the defenders, had a guy coming from the far side of the field that had an angle on him and got him right before he crossed the stripe. But we've called for it, Daniel. We want to see Joseph Markham carry the ball, and right there is why.
We have had several correct answers come in on the hotline on that question. Wildcat set. Arms seeing his first action on the offensive side, and it's a touchdown, a 3-yard score for junior quarterback Keaton Arms. Now, we talk about Joseph Markham being a load. Arms is of a whole other category when you talk about being a bulldozer. Keaton back healthy, his first rush since all the way back in week two against Clinton County. Now, that was confirmed on Arms, right, Coach Edwards?
No, I missed it completely. It was Keaton right there taking the snap.
Yeah. Okay, I did see the final surge into the end zone. Garrett on for the PAT. We're going to stay on air here after Garrett kicks. Kicks away. It was deflected by a dragon. Does it have the distance? It does. It goes right across the crossbar and in. 11:36 mark, third quarter, Clay County up 19-0. So that question we had a few minutes ago back in 1965, who had a pair of touchdowns against York in the fourth quarter. I am impressed by one responder. It was Parker Donaldson. He got it right when he said, was it Russell Richardson and Jack Napier? However, three other individuals, Thomas, all messaged in before that. Two of them had it fully right. Linda Strong, my mom, and Don Napier, our uncle, both texted in Russell Richardson and their older brother, Jack Napier, and that's 100% right. Jack, the senior quarterback, Russell, the junior running back, and your mom, Betsy, sister of Jack, also texted in. She didn't know Russell Richardson's part in it, but she did know that Jack was involved. So I'm going to call that one a tie win between Uncle Don and Mama. Mama's came in a little first, and on the hotline, Uncle Don actually texted my personal cell. So we will get Uncle Don a Horizon Sports Network sticker. And Linda Strong, the winner tonight of that Subway 6-inch certificate, as Clay County kicks off to the Dragons here. Dragon has it in returning, going to be brought down. Levi Garrett going to make that stop. So Linda Strong will be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do, offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal. Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Dragons with it. First and 10, trying to answer. Dogs lead 19-0 here in the third quarter. A quarterback change, I think, for the Dragons. Levi saw six instead of five. It was intercepted by a dog, but they're saying he's out of bounds. Was that LaFue, Coach? Still a quarterback? Or is that number six in right then?
I couldn't tell, Daniel. Sorry.
Got a flag on the play. Also, probably a hold as the dog defense got some pressure on that one, Daniel.
And it was Alec Kerr with the interception, but like you said, he was out of bounds.
Holding against York. That's going to back him up. Uncle Don remembered the answer to that one, Thomas, because he was a teammate, a sophomore, playing in that game. Here we go. First and 20, York with it. 70-yard field in front of them from their own 30 they snap. LaFue under center. It's still him at quarterback. Hand off to Stover. Stover, a good running back. He runs hard off left side. They favor that play. They've run it multiple times. And they've had some success with it, but quite often, Coach, when they run it, it's been second long, third and long, and they'll pick up around 10, but it still leaves them second and 12, like we see in front of us. Pick up an 8 there, forced over, making it second and 12.
And he's got a burst of speed, Daniel. When he gets that into the second level, he turns on the jets.
A few with it, hands off to Stover. He comes for the first time tonight, in my memory, towards the right side of his offensive line. Going to be brought down. Hunter Kyle there making the hit along with others. Pick up a 3, maybe 2. Pick up a 2, making it 3rd and 10. Ball at the 40. 10:30 and ticking, third quarter. Dogs up. I last said 19-0. That's wrong. Garrett's PAT was good. The score is 20-0. Clay County leading by 3 possessions. And unless the Dragons really come to life here in this second half. Clay County going to go to 9-0 on the year when this second half ends. A few with it scrambles, brought down. What'd you see, Tom? Describe it.
I just saw Austin Anderson getting horizontal right there. Someone wrapped him up, the ball carrier up below the knees, and Anderson just pile driving him to the ground. I love the effort and attitude that Anderson plays with. He gets up every time he makes a stop with that clinch in his fist, Daniel, and he's bringing the pain.
4th and 8. York going to have to punt. Yeah, Anderson, he's become a fixture of that front three for Clay County. I couldn't imagine not seeing him out there now. He has solidified his spot on that front line. So what depth that's added. John Hamilton, as we said, not playing in that. And here we go. It's Kerr with it. Picked it up around the 25. Ooh, going to be hit hard by two Dragons. Alec, a dangerous return man that time. Good special teams coverage by the unit here at home in purple and yellow. Dogs going to take over at the Clay County 33, where they'll have a 67-yard field in front of Turney Ford Field, the scene next Friday night for what I'm going to call the biggest Bulldog football game in 30 years. It's going to be an amazing atmosphere down there. Clay County, if they can hang on here, going to be 9-0. Gordonsville, if they can get through Red Bull tonight, going to be 8-1. Their only loss coming to a strong Crowsdale County team 2 weeks ago, 28-24, the final in that one. And what a showdown it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. We've been looking forward to it all year long. Both teams ranked in the AP top 10 right there in the middle of the pack. We know what the Tigers have done so far in that tough schedule that they've had. You touched on it there in Clay County, proving themselves here tonight and throughout their schedule. It's not been any slouch either, Daniel.
It's not. Dogs at the 37 with it. Pick up a 4 on first down, making it 2nd and 6. Adams hands off to Markham, comes off left side, stiff arm, breaks the tackle, thrown out of bounds. Flag comes out. This one probably going to come back. Holding on the edge against Clay County. Yeah, you know, some of the folks that are outside of the direct community might like to go through the Clay County schedule and talk about how weak it is maybe. Well, you know, let me throw out a couple things. Number one, some of these guys were unknowns coming in. Grundy County, Scott County, Coach Johnson, honestly, you know, he didn't know what they had when they came in, and they weren't bad football teams. We've just got a really good one this year. Now, do those some of those guys have winning records? No, they don't. But it's not been a weak schedule. Red Bull's in our region. We didn't go seek them out. Ball's on the 31 now after the holding penalty, 2nd and 12. Twins receivers to either side. They wanted to make excuses over the Cornersville win, saying maybe they had a starter out. But we had two out. Arms and Sharp, neither one played that night. Long ball thrown by Adams, going to be knocked down to the turf by a couple of Dragons. He was targeting at Alec Kerr deep down the field. Going to be 3rd and 12 now after the incomplete pass. So long story short, what I'm trying to say, I can assure you, because I talk to him on a daily basis, head coach Jake Johnson not once went through this offseason saying, I'm going to assemble a schedule that we can open up 9-0. He tried to play Trousdale County, and it didn't work out on their end. Tried to play some other guys that just didn't work out. So Clay County just having a magical year, and so don't try to take away from it. Just celebrate what these guys are doing. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left on 3rd and 12. Adams to pass under pressure, rolls to the right. Now he creates time, releases downfield, caught by Markham short of the sticks. It's going to be 4th and about 1. So Coach Johnson and Coach Harris are going to have to decide whether to punt on 4th and 1 from their own 41 or go for it. 8:05 and ticking, third quarter. Dogs are up 3 scores, 29.
Yeah, just that one just a little underthrown. Markham had gotten the sticks, but he had to come back to it, Daniel, to make that catch. And what a good catch it was by Markham right there. Looks like the Dogs are sending the punting unit out.
4th and I guess what we'll call 2, a short 2. Markham on the punt. And this York team, you know, they're 3-5 this year. York, a strong tradition up here, though. No slouch of a squad. Clay County up right now. But this is not a weak team that we're seeing. Short punt that time by Markham, come off the side of his foot, shank to the left, goes out of bounds at the Dragon 35, and that's where York will take over at that point in time.
There's no doubt that we're going to see the most dynamic and probably the best team we've faced so far on the schedule next Friday night, guys, and it's going to be a challenge. But, you know, Gordonsville, they played that tough schedule, but I would have to include us as one of the best teams that they faced also. So
yeah.
This is a high-caliber matchup we're talking about next week in Gordonsville.
For the region, 4A title. Fullback dive, first down, gets the same result as it has all night, about 1 yard and nothing more. I'm going to have to say Wade Coons, probably the stopper on that one. Call it a pick up a 2, making it 2nd and 8. A lot of strong ties between Clay County and York. Head coach Jake Johnson served as an assistant up here in his younger years. Worked under head coach Derwin Wright. Sorry for getting tongue-tied there. He would call him a mentor, somebody he really looks up to. And I think Coach Wright perhaps is listening right now to the broadcast. 2nd and 8. LeFou under center. Drops back to pass. Has time. Rolls to the right and releases deep downfield for a receiver. Incomplete. Adams there with smothering coverage on him. Also, another strong connection between Clay County and York. Of course, former Clay County head coach Dickie Brown played here in the 70s and came down to Clay County and was the head coach on two different stints. He was there in 2007 and 2008. And then he came up here to York, had that great season in 2009 when his son Matt was a senior. They went to the semifinals, and he came back to Clay County for 3 more seasons, 2014 through 2016. And he's somebody I've always admired and looked up to, just a great friend and been a good person in my life over the years. 3rd and 8 here. Roll out to the left by LeFou. Passes incomplete. So York trying to hit some big plays here, Thomas. Penalties come out on that pass. They know if they don't hit something big here right now, as they're down 3 scores, this one's all but done, even though we're halfway through the 3rd quarter, 6:25 mark.
Yeah, Clay County up 20-0 in this one, Daniel. And it hadn't necessarily come easy, but Clay County's kind of had the upper hand in this one. We've seen, you know, that they could pretty much hit a big play when they wanted to. But again, to me, they haven't come out as sharp as I'd like to have seen them as a tune-up for next week. But Clay County taking care of business.
For sure. The strongest tie between Salina and York, Charles Vaughn, all-state, you know, all-everything quarterback during those Tobacco Bowl teams in the 50s for Salina. And he came up here at York. I won't even guess the years he served as head coach up here. I know he was Coach Brown's head coach in the mid to late 70s. And we talk about John Teeples in Salina. And well, they talk about Charles Vaughn up here at Jamestown. He's the godfather up here of football. And so probably the strongest tie between the communities and schools coming there. 3rd and 1 after the penalty intercepted. Nate Adams intercepts with a few pass, little to no return on him, but Clay County going to take back over Nate with what I think is his 2nd or 3rd interception on the year. Let me pull out my season totals here. He had a pick 6 last week. That is Nate's 3rd interception on the year. Coach Edwards, listen to this stat. Coming into tonight's game, Clay County had 15 interceptions as a team, averaging 1.9. So go ahead and call it 2 interceptions per game, and they just had their first year tonight. How great of a stat's that?
That says a lot about the defense and the, you know, I think if I'm Gordonsville, I pay attention to that because Gordonsville, they sling it a lot. They throw it a lot.
Keaton Arms going to check in at quarterback. Second play back from his injury. He had the touchdown run earlier. Arms going to throw. Play starts at the 45. Arms, what a sling down the sideline to Spivey. It's caught. Jeff Spivey hauls it in. We bragged and talked about how great Nate Adams has been. Thomas, we just saw the best pass I've seen this season out of Keaton Arms.
Yeah, Daniel, and we've known what we've had here. Two quarterbacks that are tremendous, and we saw it early on from Keaton Arms, and we've seen him drop dimes just like that, and that was a perfect ball down the sidelines. It's good to see the big fella back under the center here.
I'm going to call it the York 4. So a hookup for 41 from Arms to Spivey. Heavy set now. Two fullbacks in front of Arms, and Keaton's really feeling it. You can see runs into the heart of the defense, gets hit by three Dragons. He won't go down. They're finally going to get him. It took five Dragons to haul down the big junior. I don't know what he weighs, maybe around 230 pounds. But, you know, you get somebody, Coach Edwards, and you know him probably better than me and Thomas about his athleticism from basketball. You get somebody that has that weight sometimes, and they don't move good. Arms is as quick as a cat.
He is. He's obviously our best post defender in basketball. He gets around guys bigger than him, guys that are smaller and quicker than him. He's just a great athlete. I don't know what else you say about him.
Loss of two, we'll say, for Arms on that one. Five Dragons had to do it, though. Hand off to Sharp from the six. Carson run into the corner pylon. Did he get in? Yes, sir. Carson Sharp puts Clay County up by four possessions. 26-0 now. 4:50 mark third quarter. And now you see, here's what you're seeing now, Thomas. You've got a team that's on its way to 9-0. A team that's on its way to 3-6. And the Dragons letting this momentum, maybe hanging their heads a little. It's been a tough season on them. You're seeing that difference now in momentum just between the type seasons they're having, making it look maybe a little worse than it is between the caliber of teams that we've got on the field.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. And like you say, play for play, besides the big plays for Clay County, the big 80-something yard run by Joseph Markham, the big strike to Spivey, the two big plays to Burchett, it's been a pretty even ball game.
Yeah.
And that shows the caliber of athleticism and heart, obviously, that this York team has to hold up against Clay County. But they now lead 27-0 with 4:50 to go in this one.
Third quarter. We're going to go ahead and stay on right here, I guess. And Coach Edwards seemed like he was off in another world there. And, Coach, here's what I want to say. We bragged on Nate Adams all year, and I'll continue to do so. Outstanding. One thing we've seen out of Nate, now he's a freshman, of course. That ball that Arms just threw, Spivey didn't have to turn his body back to it. And we're talking maybe 1-2 yard difference in that pass. Spivey able to catch that one in stride from Arms, who had the bigger arm as a junior, to put it on out in front of him just that extra yard or two and able to keep his momentum going. We've seen those same passes completed with Nate, but the receiver sometimes having to turn back to get to him. Just a minor difference, but I think a difference nonetheless.
Thought what I noticed there, Daniel, was that Keaton didn't hesitate. He just threw it. He made the decision, he just threw it.
And that's something that I have I'm seldom ever critical of any of the guys. I thought before Keaton sometimes maybe a little too calculating at times, and I'm glad to see he did pull that quick trigger. Thomas, thoughts on that before we get started calling this next draft?
Yeah, I think you just see the maturity of Keaton Arms on that one. You know, Nate Adams has done some amazing things as a freshman. I mean, he's unbelievable, the good decisions he makes and things of that nature. You know, this is a good problem to have for Clay County, to have two quarterbacks like this, and I'm anxious to see both of them play.
Well, let me give you Adams' numbers in the time since he's took over. 57 completions on 105 attempts. 1,107 yards passing, 14 touchdowns.
Yep.
That's amongst our top 10 all time in each of those categories, and he's a freshman and hadn't even played a full season at the position. I told Coach Johnson one day, as York completes about a 6-yard pickup to the flats on first down, me and him were discussing the situation. You know, Keaton's going to come back and be healthy, and that's great. It's what we all want. But you've got a star freshman, a star junior, and what do you do with them? You know, you got to use both of them in some capacity because they're too good to keep up the field. And I just looked at him and said, Coach, I don't feel too sorry for you because you're choosing between two phenomenal players, you know.
That's right.
And he'll utilize them both. I can promise you that, just like he has tonight. York going back to there, picking up the first down, Jimmy Burchett recording the stop. LaFue looking good. We'll go back to the game here. Stop gooing and gone over Adams and Arms. And call the action. First and 10 Dragons. They move the sticks here on this drive. 3:53 and ticking. Third quarter, 27-0. Clay County up. But once again, York Drive in here showing they're capable of moving the football. They have just not been able to get into the end zone. Low snap. LeFou has the break pocket on the roll. Throws high this time. Incomplete.
And you're still seeing this dog defense just giving every ounce they've got, Daniel. I watched Levi Garrett on those last two plays. He was that close to a sack. He's getting past that center just as quick as he can. Someone else having to pick him up. You got Anderson in there. You got Kyle in there. All three of those guys just got the motor running still, and they're leading 27-0.
Certainly are. York with it, 3 yards from midfield. Second and 10. LeFou in the shotgun. Two wideouts to either side. Running back at his right hip. Wants to pass. Has nowhere to go thanks to the great coverage. Call it a coverage sack. But there was a man on top of him, and it was Eli Smith. I guess yards were picked up. No sack. Great play by Eli, though, and a great play by the dog secondary. Simply nowhere to go for the sophomore quarterback.
Yeah, coverage down the field. Again, that pressure that you're seeing. Eli Smith playing a little different position tonight as Keaton Arms has come back in to play one of the three inside linebackers. I think they got Smith at that dog position is what they call it, Daniel. And he's mostly walking up on the line, making it a four-man front on most snaps, usually to the strong side. And here they all come on this one.
Third and eight. Jailhouse blitz, and there's a fumble, and it's recovered by Clay County. It is going to be none other than Eli Smith.
Hunter Kyle.
Okay. I saw the taped wrist. Have I said before I don't care for these travel jerseys we've got?
I think you might have mentioned it a few.
Now, Thomas, you'll be honest with our listeners. I noticed you when Jimmy Burchett out here made a tackle a few minutes ago. You had to sit and watch to identify.
Yeah, I did. You're right. I'll take that. I finally figured out Jimmy's got a towel on one side that Kerr doesn't have. But you're right, Daniel. You cannot see the numbers on these white jerseys.
Clay County taking over. Short field in front of them. Nate Adams back at quarterback. The ball sets first and 10 at the York 38. Adams with the snap. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp into the heart of the York line. Tackled by a big senior who was honored here tonight. A defensive tackle. Number 61, Caden Buck, playing for the Dragons. He makes the stop. Good-looking player. I guess the last regular season home game here tonight for York. I think they currently sit fourth in their region that they're in. So likely a playoff team, I guess, depending on what happens next week with whoever their opponent may be. Pickup of two for Carson, advancing it up to the 36. Nate Adams in the gun. Three receivers left, one to the right. Hand off to Markham. Markham this time, 35, makes a cut, 30. Still on his feet, breaks a tackle, breaks another, falls forward. Past the 25, up around the 22, maybe the 21. Going to have to check the spot. Carson, obviously the quicker of the two backs, but Joseph so hard to tackle. First contact never brings him down.
Yeah, broke about four tackles on that run, Daniel, and then got it down to?
The 22. Ball now, first and 10 from the Dragon, 22. Adams looks to the sideline, and offensive coordinator Chris Harris gets the call. Markham sets at his right hip. Hand off again to Joseph. Joseph on the inside zone play. Bowls over a Dragon. Picks up around four. They're going to spot him at what we'll call the 18. So Clay County now inside the red zone. Minute 25 and ticking. Third quarter. 27-9. The score. Clay County trying to go up by another touchdown. They've scored four on the night. Trying to get that fifth. Spivey split left along with Burchett. Kerr and Markham to the right. Sharp back in at tailback at the left. Adams under pressure. Has to roll pocket. Going to get out of it. Going to throw a strike to the end zone. And it's going to be none other than Jimmy Burchett on the reception. And that's two cousins that play football together in their Grandma Dorothy's front yard every Sunday afternoon, just doing it playground style there. It was a busted play. Jimmy knew Nate was in trouble. He ran to the open spot of the end zone, and Nate rolls out and finds him, and you can't draw it up better than that, and that's a busted play with such a great connection there, Coach.
That's exactly what it was. Nate did a nice job of escaping the pressure there and getting that thing off, running to his left and hitting his cousin in the end zone.
Garrett's extra point deflected by the Dragons. We're going to go to break here. Minute 5 left in the third quarter. Clay County up 33-9.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Joseph Markham recording the stop on the kickoff. York going to take over at the 37. As we were talking about during break, York's 5 losses on the season. Can't name them all off the top of my head, but I know that a lot of them were tight. I believe 20-6 to 09, something to that effect, a similar score to Monterey. They lost to Gibbs by a bigger deficit last week, 41-13. Gibbs a bigger high school than Knoxville. But this could be the most dominantly the York's been handled so far this year. A low snap there on 1st and 10. However, whistles blew. A penalty going to go against York. False start on them, 1st and 15 now.
We've seen some errant snaps from this Dragon center so far tonight, and you know what's causing that, and that's Levi Garrett up front. Again, he's been a pleasure to watch in there, Daniel. He's not letting up.
1st and 15, York playing with it from their 34. LeFou in the gun, 2 wide outs to either side, running back behind him. He's under pressure from Smith, gets away, does the old strip sack here. Garrett, we do have a dog kind of banged up on the play. Clay County's got the football, recovered by Eli Smith, I believe. Garrett, though, coming up a little bit banged up on that play.
So was Anderson. Anderson with the strip sack, I think, Daniel.
I think it was Anderson and Garrett that collided. We saw Coons and Garrett do a similar thing the last play of the game against Westmoreland. That's when Levi dislocated that elbow. Fortunately, I don't see him holding that left elbow. I think it was something else. Garrett staying in, playing his left guard position on offense. Clay County taking back over once again, deep in York territory. Ball at the 31. Adams in the gun, 3 wide left, 1 right. Hands off to Sharp. Sharp off left side, picks up about 3. Advancing up to the 28. 2nd and 7 now. 40 seconds and ticking, 3rd quarter. All dogs, 33-9. Clay County going to move to 9-0 after this 4th quarter ends here in Jamestown. First time these teams have met since 2002. 19 years, I guess that is. Same set, 3 wide to the short side of the field. Dogs are playing it from the left hash. They move from right to left from our vantage point. Hand off to Carson. Once again, he's off left side. Same play as before. And once again, fairly similar results. The 3 yards he picked up on first down, primarily going to be lost here on second down. Lost 2 of them, making it 3rd and 9, but there is a penalty flag down. Coach Edwards back in year 1 and 2. This is the time of the game we'd call for a in-game scoreboard update. Let's go revisit the past. And you got anything new since your halftime update you want to give us?
Well, I kind of gotten used to only doing the 2, Daniel. Now you throw this surprise scoreboard update on me.
We don't have to do it. I was just curious.
Can tell you that Jackson County and Cumberland County are having a battle on the mountain.
All right.
It's going back and forth. I think Jackson's up 16-14 right now in the 4th quarter.
A good one. We figured it would be. That's why we decided to pick it. 3rd quarter ends here. When we come back from this break with Clay County leading 33-9, we'll ask that second Subway trivia question at the start of the 4th quarter. We'll be right back.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store?
If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here in Iowa for the start of the fourth quarter, Clay County hooking up on a pass play there. Adams to an unknown receiver. We're not sure who hauled it in, but they did advance up 9 yards to the 30.
Pretty sure it was Kerr.
Sounds right. Third and 10 now for Clay County. Dogs play pretty quickly here. We'll work that second trivia question in here in a few moments. Spivey and Burchett to the left. Kerr, along with, I believe, young Weston Birdwell, split to the right. Adams to pass, rolls right, releases for Birdwell. Incomplete, fell short of him. Going to be fourth and 10 now. Four down territory here. So we will definitely see a Bulldog offensive play here. They snap it from their own, not their own, but the York 30-yard line. Could have probably asked a trivia question. Dogs
well,
playing slow for once.
That's kind of what I was thinking there.
I'm just not used to that. Usually we're a little quicker. Play clock at 15. Dogs break huddle, getting the formation. Three wide left, one right. Fourth and 10 from the York 30. Adams with it, looks downfield. Flushed out to his left. Rolls, throws. Spivey, caught. Is it in the end zone? No, just short of the line. Jeff Spivey with two huge catches tonight. One from Keaton Arms, one from Nate Adams. Spivey, a great addition to this football team. We had great receivers, but did not have that real mismatch height out there. We had mismatches with speed. Now Spivey brings his athleticism and his height to this team. We're going to go heavy again. Arms going to come in for the big bulldozer set.
Yeah, and interviewed Jeff Spivey on the Inside the Locker Room segment, Daniel. We talked about that and the body he has. You just throw it up to the kid.
Ball being snapped from the 4-yard line. It's the Joe Dozier set. Joseph Markham with it. He's off right side, and he's into the end zone. Markham getting it done. 4-yard touchdown by Joseph Markham. We do have a differential now of 39 points. Takes 35 in the second half here in the TWSA way to have that continuous clock. 39-9 the score, 10:30 left in this fourth quarter. Garrett on for the PAT. We missed a few tonight. Levi's been good this year. We may need those 1 and 2 points next week down at Gordonsville. Snap, set, kicks high, kick straight, kick is good. 40-9, 10.5 ticks left here.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Jamestown, Tennessee, where Clay County leads 40-0 over York. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. The dogs just completed a 6-play drive. They found Alec Kerr for 9 yards to set up Jeff Spivey catch that took it all the way down to the 4-yard line where Joseph Markham, who had an 84-yard run earlier tonight, punched it in from 4 yards out. And Clay County is shutting out York 40-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
It certainly is. We appreciate owner Shane Smith for sponsoring those drive summaries. Going to go ahead and do this second Subway trivia question. A short kick on the kickoff. York taking over first and 10. Close to midfield from their own 47. And it looks like York going to call a timeout. So this is the perfect time to go ahead and do that second Subway trivia question. The last time the Bulldogs and York Institute met before tonight was in a pair of games that occurred in 2001 and 2002. Who was the head coach of the Bulldogs during those two seasons? Once again, the last time the Bulldogs and York Institute met was in a pair of games that occurred in 2001 and 2002. Who was the head coach of the Bulldogs during those two seasons? Text those answers in to 931-397-9004. Include your name, please. So Jason Coons and Tish Plumley, who won last week, are ineligible. Also Don Napier and Linda Strong ineligible in this one. They won the other one. Kind of a simultaneous win there between brother and sister. York coming out of this timeout. Thomas, I'm going to say it again. Just looking down the schedule, most dominant win over this York team by an opponent this year, and I'm not saying Clay County is the best team they played. As I mentioned before, you get to this point in the season, and it's been tough, and it's been rough, and when you get down four scores, it's easy to give up a few more, you know.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Clay County, you got to give them credit, too.
Yep.
They're clicking off on all cylinders. Four touchdowns here basically in that third quarter, Daniel, the one coming early here in the fourth. And, you know, these kids are still playing hard. We do have some reserves coming in at linebacker. Looks like we see the freshman Worm Smith. We got some other guys up front here, Tyler Waffle and others. Daniel, I'll let you call their names.
Hayden McGee out there joining in on the action. A different nose guard. I can't identify him yet.
Maybe Stone Lins. He playing some defense?
Possible. Second and seven. I don't know. Don't know that we'd risk our center right before this Gordonville game. Tackle made. Hayden McGee involved. Someone else as well.
Ben Maxfield, I believe. 55? Is he 50?
He's
I'm
50.
Sorry.
55 would be Luke Thompson, and that would make sense. He played nose guard.
He
now.
Is. Mm-hmm.
Senior Luke Thompson. I believe he started the game and played the entirety of it, probably at right guard. I'm getting him a little defensive time here. Third and six for York Institute. Ball directly on the 50-yard line at midfield. Dragons in that smokestack set. Three running backs all in a true eye back behind LeFou, who's under center. Toss sweep right side. Student body right. Stover with it. Cannot get the corner. Picks up maybe one. Probably whoever's playing that far side corner making the stop. Any idea, Thomas? Adams is coming back from the play.
I think it was Markham was out there, and then also Adams coming underneath. I think you got to give it to the freshman.
We've had a couple guesses here. And a correct answer. The first one to come up with the correct answer, my classmate Travis Crabtree. He said Lee Adkins was the head coach then. That's correct. Lee Adkins, the head coach of what was then Salina High School during the 2000, 2001, and 2002 seasons, a 3-year stint for him. So congratulations to Travis, a loyal listener here on the Horizon Sports Network, and a true Bulldog from yesteryear. His second win on the Subway Trivia Challenge this year. Some others also had the correct answer. Tyler Walker did. He played for Coach Adkins during those seasons. Handoff again to Stover. He's off left side. York picked up enough on first down or on third down a couple minutes ago to move the sticks on this first and 10 carry. Pick up around five. Thomas is writing these dog tacklers down over here as I'm talking trivia. Second and six for the Dragons. Ball now in black and gold territory at the 37. Tyler Wicks also coming in with the correct answer. Like I said, Travis was the first one to come in with it, but just wanted to mention those others who got it right as well. Big sack here on second and five.
That's Hayden McGee. He's made the last two tackles, Daniel, and in that sack, he's dominating up front as he come in, number 56, right?
Yep, that's
McGee,
him, Hayden McGee.
Three stops in a row, one of them of the sack variety.
The sophomore has played a tremendous amount this year on the offensive line. Hadn't seen as much defensively. Good to see he can get it done there. Third and nine for York. They're in dog territory at the 40. Four down territory. Smokestack said again, handed off to the second back through. He's off left side. Ball carrier there, number 18. Thaddeus Tolman. Tolman picks up a few, making it fourth. And about six for the Dragons. 40 to none. 6:20 mark here, fourth quarter.
I can't read the number, Daniel. I think it might have been 18. Is this 18, second from the right?
Second from the right. Maybe.
With the white glove.
Well, 18's Hayden Adams. So, yeah, right here.
Yep.
Closest to us right now.
Yep.
Yeah, young Hayden Adams. Playing that outside backer position. Sure enough. Well, a few under pressure. Going to be intercepted. Threw deep downfield.
That's number two, Allred, I think, Daniel.
Braden
Allred
recording his first ever interception as a Bulldog, and that is Clay County's 17th interception of this season. I don't have the season totals from prior years with me, but they would show similar numbers, around 20 interceptions a year for this dog secondary over the last 4 or 5 years.
And I'm not Coach Edwards. You know, that's got to be something Coach Clemens at Gordonsville is paying attention to, because you're right. That's their game. They throw the quick bubbles to the outside, get people on the edge, and then they take a shot. And we've seen what happens when you take a shot against this Bulldog defense. Let's hope we see it next Friday night.
Even against the reserves, Clay County taking over here from their own 13, 87-yard field in front of them. And it's going to be reserves on offense. Lance Burchett hands off to Worm Smith. Smith's going to get gobbled up, lose yards. We talk about those big interception numbers. And I've got three names for you. Alec Kerr, Carson Sharp, Jimmy Burchett.
Yeah.
Carson Sharp, a four-year starter in the secondary. Burchett, Kerr, three-year starters back there. If we added up those three guys and looked at the totals of the last several years, they own a lot of those. Another name, Joseph Markham. Markham also somebody who's got a lot of interception during his time. So just a very talented defensive secondary. Wade Coons has got some. You know, it's everybody. John Hamilton's got one this year. All kinds
six.
Of people. Exactly. Pick six variety for Hamilton. Another carry on second down. It was a loss the first time of 4 yards for Smith. Smith fighting hard to try to gain back some of those lost yards. They're going to say, pick up a one, making it third and 13.
Yeah, and you talk about the back end of it, Daniel, but a lot of that also comes with pressure. We've seen this front three get pressure at several times, and then the linebacking corps. We've seen Coach Dickerson dial up several blitzes. So it's the defense as a whole working together. But when you put the ball in the air, you're right. We've got the talent back there, guys that can go up and get it, guys that can close in and pick it off. And we're going to need all of that next week down in Gordonsville.
Three wideouts left for Clay County here on third and 13. Lance Birch is in the gun. Quarterback keeper off right side. Lance got room. Could move the sticks here. Going to be driven out of bounds right at the stick. We'll have to check the spot. Little read play. He stuck it in the gut of Worm Smith, then pulled it and kept it himself. Lance Birch. Lance has not seen a lot of time this year due to having so many juniors and seniors on this team that play the same positions he do. But Lance Birch, he's going to be the next great Bulldog that we talk about in these skill player sets. Going to be fourth and one. Coach Johnson choosing to punt. The ball is sitting here at the Clay County 23, so it's deep in black and gold territory. Nate Adams going to punt. He puts his foot to it, end over end kick. Hits just on the other side of the 50. Takes a nice Bulldog bounce. He's going to be downed at the 36-yard line by Carson Sharp. 2:25 and ticking, Coach. 40 to none. Clay County, you love this running clock, don't you?
I do, Daniel. Anytime we're on the good side of it, for sure.
Well, I'll just tell you, I've been on the bad side of it several times as a coach, and I loved it then, too. Because when you get out of that quicker. Just to be honest with you.
Start the bus.
And it stopped here on the change of possession, I think.
2:19 mark as it does, so dogs up 40-0. And this has been a long time coming. Clay County experienced a lot of rough years there. About a 20-year span where things just looked real great. And I'll tell you this much, as somebody who helped during that time, just as much work is put into, say, a 2-8 season as there is a 10-0 season. I can promise you that. Maybe a little bit more. I've heard Joe Sims talk about that on our basketball broadcast a lot. He says some of the best coaching jobs he ever did was on teams that, had 500 records or maybe a little less than 500 because you had to work so much harder when you didn't have those athletes. Going to have some new names here for the Clay County defense. York taking over, 1st and 10. I see senior Jordan Heatherly, a newcomer transfer, going to be playing nose guard out there. Reserves also for York Institute. 1st and 10 here. Minute 2:19 left in the contest. Toss sweep for the Dragons. Right side. Ball carrier's working hard to get outside. It's Toman. Good lateral pursuit by the Dog Reserves. And I have no idea who made the stop. I can tell you it was a tackle for a loss.
I think that was Adams again up there, Daniel, along with maybe, I'm not sure, one of those guys in the front.
Adams certainly was enthusiastic coming out of the pile. I think you're right, Thomas. Credit to the young Hayden Adams with the stop there, 2nd and 15 now after that one. And let me tell you something about this Dog Reserves. They have to go every day against Kerr and Burchett and Margum and Sharp in practice. So they're used to speed. They're used to power, and they see it every day in practice. Ball thrown here by York. Pass caught. Tackle immediately made by 3 different dogs.
Far side defensive back, whoever that may be, he's got all black coming down the legs, Daniel. Maybe Burchett.
I believe Birdwell is playing side, so it must be Burchett. You're right. I was looking for Joseph Birdwell. He's playing a safety right now. So that was Lance Burchett recording the stop. Minute 10 and ticking. Folks, Clay County going to go to 9-0. Only the 3rd time in history that's happened. Back in 1955, they were 9-0. That was their whole season. They had a game against Gallatin, I believe. It was canceled due to heavy rains. As we see a fumble on the field, quite possibly recovered by Bulldog. We'll have to wait for the scrum to end. Dragons maintain possession. Going to be 4th in a bunch. They'll have to punt away. As I was saying, a 9-game regular season back in 1955, completed it undefeated due to the Gallatin game being canceled with rain. The only other time, 1990, they completed a perfect 10-0 regular season. That's what Clay County is going to be trying to do. And here's the curious thing, Thomas. Some of the children and nephews, the sons and nephews of those guys from 1990 are on this squad here 31 years later, and it's pretty cool stuff. It's a big stops made on 4th down. York chose not to punt. Tackle made by Worm Smith. He stopped that forward progress. Clay County going to take back over? No, they're not going to have to do anything. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This one ends. Final score, Clay County 40. York Institute 0. 2021, Clay County Bulldogs 9-0 to start this season. Huge showdown coming next week at Turney Ford Field. Folks, I encourage you to come out to it. If you can't make it, listen to us on the Horizon Sports Network. We're not done, though. Going to play a few ads, come back and do the CarQuest postgame show right here. Clay County winners, 40-9.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County winners tonight. Final score, Dogs 40, Dragons none. Just a great showing here in the ninth game of the regular season. Clay County opening up 9-0, first time in 31 years, going back to 1990. Thomas, during the keys, you called for an onslaught of all different phases of the contest, and we ended up seeing it. Maybe a slower start than you called for, but by game's end, it's just what you wanted.
Yeah, I agree. Got off to a little bit slower start, but I think you credit York with that. You know, they came out and kind of challenged Clay County a little bit in that first half. We saw them swap three and outs early on, and then Clay County put together a big drive. 11 plays, 58 yards, capped by Nate Adams, Alec Kerr touchdown, set up by a Markham, a 10-yard catch, and Burchett, a 25-yard catch. So it wasn't necessarily being sharp early, but it was kind of being in control, hitting the big play to set up the score. You saw them do that on two different drives while the Dog defense dominated that first half. They went into the break after a sharp score on a 12-yard touchdown for the other score, up 13-0. So I didn't feel great at halftime, but like they've done night in, night out, every week, they came out of the locker room. I don't know if they make a little adjustments. You got to credit coaching a little bit, make some adjustments, maybe some attitude adjustments at time, and Clay County responds out of the gate every time. Opening possession, they made it 20-0, opening possession of the second half, and went on to score 4 touchdowns, basically in that third quarter. We saw it last week. We saw it the week prior. That's what good teams do.
That's what you talk about being a closer. Coming out, third quarter, they call it the coach's quarter. So I say credit coaching a lot. Jake Johnson on down through coordinators, Mike Dickerson and Chris Harris, on down to some other guys we don't talk a whole lot about. Carl Edbetter, Marshall Burke, Stephen Arms, Jason Hamilton, Chad Holloway, he's a trainer but also a coach as well. This whole staff from top to bottom does such a great job. We don't talk about them enough, and credit them with another great turnout here tonight. See Coach Johnson out the window out now with his family on the field enjoying this win, and great job by him. So, yeah, huge third quarter.
Touchdowns. Keaton Arms made his return, kind of got his feet under him here tonight. We saw the great ball down the field, just threw it once, one for 41 yards, I think, or something like that. But he also got a rushing touchdown. We saw him get some time playing linebacker, just kind of knocked that rust off. But honestly, Keaton didn't have him.
Well, I mentioned to his dad, Stephen, at halftime, at this point in his career, he's such a veteran player. Being out 6 weeks, nobody wanted it, but he's ready right now. There's no learning
curve.
He's
been waiting.
Right. So he's been watching film. He's practiced the last 2 weeks.
Right.
First game action we've seen him, but he's been practicing. So I think the rust is gone. Arms is ready.
Yeah, so Arms a touchdown to start the second half sharp. One of his two touchdowns on the night on the next drive. And then Adams finds Burchett from 18 yards out for the other score. And then Markham, after just a huge rush, ran for 84 yards during that melee. I didn't get that one in, but he got the payoff on the final drive to make your final 40-0. But like you said, a dominant performance. May have took him a little while to get there. Credit York for that, I think.
Yeah.
Fighting hard in that first half. But Clay County made them say uncle in the third quarter.
They did, and it's exactly what we needed going in to next week's game against Gordonsville. One other important thing we've not mentioned, no injuries tonight.
That's right.
John Hamilton did not play tonight. He's healthy, though, just a bit of the stomach bug, perhaps. I don't think that John even made the trip. Coach, you want to wait till after break to do opponent stats. We're going to play one quick promo, come back, do opponent stats, Clay County stats, budget pest control scoreboard update, and announce the TDS top performer. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight from Jamestown on the CarQuest post-game show. Final score, Clay County 40, York 9. Going to kick over to Coach Edwards for some York stats and penalties.
York, 47 plays for 85 total yards.
That's great.
How many nights have we heard 100 or less? But I don't think we've heard 85 total. That's dominance.
It is.
They actually lost. And a lot of this was when the reserves were in at the end there in the fourth quarter. But they negative 5 yards in the second half on the ground.
Wow.
Quarterback LeFou, 6 of 17 for 36 yards. They threw two interceptions. He threw one, and then late in the game, that last interception was thrown by a kid named Lake Drake, I think is his number two, Lake Drake.
And intercepted by number two.
Intercepted by number two as well.
Right in the aura.
Penalty yardage for the night, Clay County, 9 penalties for 60 yards. York, 6 penalties for 40 yards.
On the Clay County side, you know, had a big night offensively. We talked about them not clicking, but had big plays here tonight. 45 offensive plays for a total of 360 yards, 26 carries on the ground for 172 yards and 4 touchdowns. Overall, between the two quarterbacks, they were 11 for 19 for 188 yards and 2 touchdowns. We'll start with the rushing first. Lance Burchett came in relief, 1 carry for 13 yards. We had Wormsmith, I'll get it right in a minute, 2 carries for negative 3. Adams had 1 scramble for 6 yards. Keaton Arms had 2 carries for 1 yard. He did have a negative there once. He did have that 3-yard touchdown in that one. And then tonight, Carson Sharp, 16 carries, 49 yards, and the 2 touchdowns. And listen to this stat. Joseph Markham, 4 carries, 106 yards, and a touchdown. Of course, that helps out when you can break one for 84.
Yeah, it makes that 25-point 2 average pretty high, don't it?
Yeah, it does. Receiving the quarterbacks, let's get to them. Nate Adams was 10 for 18 for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Keaton Arns, 1 for 1 for 41 yards tonight. Jimmy Burchett, the leading receiver tonight, 4 catches for 66 yards and a touchdown. Joseph Markham, 3 grabs for 31 yards. Alec Kerr, 2 catches, 24 yards and a touchdown. And Jeff Spivey, the senior, 2 catches for 67 yards. So pretty good outing. And it's all spread out. If you look, the distribution of these weapons, this offensive attack is what's so impressive. Nobody with a huge, huge numbers. You know, you did have Markham breaking 100, but he did that pretty much in one carry. But other than that, it's pretty solid across the board.
And that's the strength. You know, if I'm Gordonsville or any opponent for that matter, of course, if finally we're on Gordonsville week after waiting for, you know, 350 days.
Right. Who do you take away?
Right. How do you prepare? You know, you can't shut it all down. So, yeah, great strength.
And then defensively tonight, another dominant performance. Let's just start at the bottom and go up. Reserve Worm Smith, 1 tackle tonight. Braden Allred, no tackles, but did have the interception. Hayden Adams, 2 tackles tonight. Hayden McGee made 3 in a row. 2 of them were tackles, 1 was a sack. We had Nate Adams, had 2 stops and an interception. Carson Sharp, 2 tackles tonight. Lance Burchett, 2 tackles. His brother Jimmy Burchett, 3 tackles. Austin Anderson, 3 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. I guess that was a strip sack, so that's 2 together. Wade Coons, 4 stops tonight. Hunter Kyle, 4 stops and a fumble recovery. And then we got 2 guys, Alec Kerr and Joseph Markham, both with 5 tackles. Kerr with 1 for loss. And then leading the way tonight, we talked about him from the start. We've talked about him kind of all year. Levi Garrett, 6 tackles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 1 of those tackles for loss. And he set the tone in this one.
He certainly did. And it's that reason why we have chosen Levi Garrett as tonight's TDS top performer. We talk about the great football players on this team. Levi Garrett is one of the great football players on this team. First full game back, you know, from his injury. He played some last week, limited capacity. He's just tough as could be. He got hurt once out here tonight. I could tell he's physically in pain. Never once thought about coming to the sideline. Immediately walked right back on that recovered fumble. Went back to his left guard position. Kicks extra points. Does all that stuff. We talk about Wade Coons and his attitude and his leadership. Well, Levi's kind of that silent leader. I'm not in the locker room with him, but I'm assuming that Levi ain't making a lot of speeches, doing a lot of that stuff. What he does is go out every play, regardless of which side of the ball it is, whistle to whistle. He's a bully out there. He plays with aggression. He is we saw it last year at Copper Basin. You know, you said it a minute ago, he set the tone. He sets the tone up front. Playing that nose guard, he creates havoc for an offense.
Well, here's what we've seen on that defensive side. He's played about everywhere. We've seen him stand up and play linebacker. We've seen him play tackle. We've seen him nose guard. And Coach Johnson, in the interview that day, we talked about a few things, as we always do, just like you do, Daniel. And he said, I've challenged Levi this week. He said, I wanted to see if he could dominate that center, and that's what I challenged him to do. And from the start in this game, I watched Levi Garrett, and he did just that. He pushed that center back with penetration. He turned him to one side and got penetration. And honestly, he had him tore up. We saw several snaps low. We saw high snaps. That's the effect a defensive player has, and that's what Levi Garrett did, and we've seen him do it all year. Daniel, he just had a separated elbow, knocked his elbow out of place, so had to put it back in, and you wouldn't know it. I'd say he'd played the next week if we needed him. Fortunately, we didn't. He got tuned up tonight, and it's not just that. We all talked about it, and our coaches touched on it. It's not just his defensive prowess. He's one of our best offensive linemen. He's our kicker. He does it all, and Levi Garrett is a true football player.
He is.
And tonight he proved it.
You know, I think Levi Garrett could go start for anybody we've played this year. He could walk right on to any front five we've seen and take somebody's spot. Just a dominant guy. Coach Edwards, your thoughts on Levi Garrett?
Well, just what Thomas said there, we were talking about during the break, that what impresses me most about Levi is just the fact that he's like a Jake Ashlock in basketball. He plays any position you put him in. You know, he could probably play quarterback if you had to have him, you know, but he's just a football player.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive lineman, offensive lineman, kicks PATs consistently.
Played center when Stoneman was out.
Yeah, you know, a kickoff guy has done a good job kicking off all year long. I mean, he's just a football player.
Yep.
He is. And here's one other thing we haven't mentioned. You talk about him maybe not being a vocal leader as far as giving a speech like Wade Coons would or coaching guys up like Wade Coons would. But he may very well do that. But I tell you what he does do, he gets guys fired up.
Yeah.
And he does it with his play and he does it with his attitude. And he doesn't quit, Daniel. We're up 40-0 before we took the starters out. And he, along with that entire defensive line, still had their motors running, and I just love to watch Levi Garrett play football.
I want to say one thing real quick as we sign off this TDS Top Performers segment before we wrap it up. 9 games now. We've had 9 different Bulldogs as TDS Top Performers. Each and every one's different. That's not necessarily by design.
Nope.
You know, we are there games we could have had the same guy another time? Probably. But, honestly, you can go through each and every game and focus in on so many different things. Tonight, we focused in on Levi Garrett and all the great things that we just talked about. He is tonight's TDS Top Performer, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Final budget pest control scoreboard update.
All right, guys, some scores here. Finals. Bledsoe 28, Monterey 21. Bad news, Daniel.
Sorry about that, Daniel.
Let's hear it all. Someone's getting off too.
No. Jackson put up a fight. They put up a fight, but in the end, Cumberland County 20, Jackson County 16. Battle of the Highlanders, Gatlinburg, Pittman 56, Scott 18. Gordy 50, Red Bullin 15. White House came storming back to beat Westmoreland 35-28 after being down 21-7 at half.
Well.
And speaking of storming back, Upperman was down 14-0 at half, wins 28-14.
Hmm.
Coalfield defeats Oliver Springs 34-6. And a game that's in the fourth quarter right now, CPA losing to Lipscomb 28-0.
Fourth quarter. Golly.
I think Trent Dilfer coaches that team. I believe he won a Super Bowl.
I think you might be right, Thomas. Final scoreboard update of the night brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the Skeeter Defeaters.
Clay County 9-0, folks. I can't say it enough. Let me tell you something. A showdown fixing to take place 1 week from tonight. Turney Ford Field, Gordonsville, Tennessee, 9-0 Clay County against 8-1 Gordonsville for the Region 4A crown. Clay County has never claimed an outright region championship. Several district ones back in the day. Never a region title. 2021, it's going to get done. Make your way to Turney Ford Field. Cheer on these guys. If you can't make it, we will be there. Carquest pregame show airs from high top of the visiting bleachers at 6 o'clock next Friday. For Lauren Weaver, Fletcher Strong, Rob Edwards, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, Clay County 40, York None, and we wish you all a good night.